in Baghdad. Officials say the blast hit between a movie theater and a Sunni mosque. The prime minister of Iraq says he believes it'll only take 2 years to establish security in his country. In fact, he says that will be, quote, more than enough time. That's a very different assessment from the one Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld gave over the weekend. He put the timeline as high as 12 years. Today, Rumsfeld said, quote, I recognize things I don't know, and that's one of them. George Bush saying today the no nukes message America is sending to Iran is unchanged by last week's Iranian election. That election swept Tehran's hardline mayor, Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, to power. He's vowed to press ahead with Iran's nuclear program, which he says is aimed at generating electric power. The White House says that's really a cover for a bomb-making effort. A judge in Mississippi today denied a defense request for a new trial for Edgar Ray Killen, the 80-year-old convicted last week of manslaughter in the 1964 killings of three civil rights workers. One of his lawyers had argued the defense was not prepared for the manslaughter charge, says giving the jury the option to convict Killen of manslaughter instead of murder was unfair. A prosecutor says other courts have ruled that jury instructions do allow a manslaughter conviction in murder cases. He says the law is very clear on the issue. The defense says it will appeal the ruling and also file a request to get Killen free on bond pending the appeal. The U.S. Supreme Court says it's okay to display the Ten Commandments on public property in certain cases, but not to promote religion. Two rulings today. The first one rejected displays in Kentucky courthouses, saying they promoted a religious message. For the second ruling, the justices said a 6-foot granite monument on the grounds of the Texas Capitol in Austin did not cross the line between church and state. That monument is one of 17 historical displays on a 22-acre lot. And no announcements of retirements from the Supreme Court today as yet. This is Air America Radio News.
Do you have $10, $20, $30,000 or more in credit card debt that's suffocating your bank account and your lifestyle? If you think bankruptcy is the only way out, then pay close attention, because relief is on the way. Debt Relief USA at 800-610-0095. We'll negotiate with your creditors and settle your credit card debt for about half of what you now owe without filing bankruptcy. Debt Relief USA has been helping people just like you regain control of their financial future. In most cases, you can be debt-free in less than 36 months.
I owed so much of my credit cards, I could barely make the minimum monthly payment. We talked about filing bankruptcy, but I was concerned about my credit. That's when I called Debt Relief USA. They set up a plan for me where I could settle for just 40% of what I owed. I'm back in control of my life, and I owe it all to Debt Relief USA.
Call Debt Relief USA today for your free consultation. 800-610-0095. Pay your creditors and avoid bankruptcy. Call now. 800-610-0095. 800-610-0095.
Would you like to look and feel 10 years younger in 10 weeks? Ultimate HGH is clinically proven in a double-blind study to help you look and feel younger. We're so confident that Ultimate HGH works that you can try it free. That's right, free. So call now for your free 30-day trial of Ultimate HGH and turn back the clock. Just pay shipping and handling. Call now. 800-337-0447. 800-337-0447. 800-337-0447.
Head driving to Valero. Gotta fill her up fast. I fill my tank to the brim with performance gas. Head driving to Valero.
Brum, brum, brum.
Make a turn for the better.
Brum, brum, brum.
Head driving to Valero for all the vroom you need.
Get more vroom for your buck. Valero. Value, variety.
But, Dad...
Tyler, we've been over this 3 times. There'll be no adults at Ed's house Friday night. No party for you.
But the whole class is invited.
Making sure an adult's there isn't easy. But if you don't, your kid's more likely to do drugs.
You are so stubborn.
Well, now you know where you got it from.
Do it. It'll always be worth it. Parents, the anti-drug. To learn more, call 1-800-788-2800 or visit theantidrug.com. Sponsored by the ONDCP and the Partnership for Drug-Free America.
What's more productive than just wasting the day away listening to hate, lies, and videotape?
Biden, I don't know what in the hell he's trying to do, but that man straddles the fence so hard that he's going to need a cop.
More enlightening than the talking pundits on television news shows?
I'm not one of these egomaniacs that thinks that I can change the world without the freaking TV, but I might be able to change the TV.
New gourmet Randy Rhodes brand talk radio. The only radio smart enough to be called the Randy Rhodes Show. Singing the truth on Air America Radio.
Good evening, Truth Seekers. Hope you had a great weekend. Malloy here on Air America Radio. Thanks very much for tuning in. Hope you stick around for as much of the program as you can handle tonight. It's not going to be an easy ride tonight, I'm afraid. So, like I say, as much as you can handle. Today, by the way, is the 57th day. 57, almost 2 months now? 57th day since the Times of London reported the existence of minutes that were taken at a secret meeting attended by the highest members of the Tony Blair government. At that meeting, it was showed how the Bush administration developed plans for war against Iraq based on absolute lies, deceptions, fake intelligence that was bent and fixed to match the mad mind of George W. Bush. Since that war began, 1,740 Americans, that's the official death count. Some people say it's much higher than that because that death count doesn't include, apparently, the people who are wounded, American soldiers wounded in Iraq and flown out to hospitals in Europe and subsequently die. Thousands of additional soldiers, however, have had their arms and legs blown off. They have had their hands and fingers blown off. They have had their eyes blown out. Hundreds of American soldiers have been driven to the edge of insanity and eventually will crack. And there's no Veterans Administration plans back here that are adequately funded to take care of them. Tens of thousands of Iraqi civilians have been murdered, including uncounted numbers of kids, children, and babies. We're going to post at my website a couple of links where you can take a look at some of the children that we have blown into pieces, if you have the stomach for it. All of this death and destruction, so why isn't the liberal American media reporting the atrocity of these secret plans prior to the psychopathic George Bush's notifying Congress or anyone about what he was about to do? Why is not the liberal American media reporting that atrocity on the front page of every newspaper and as a lead story in every radio and television newscast? Why are the media not demanding the resignation and the impeachment and the jailing of George Bush and Dick Cheney? They are both war criminals. They have committed acts of treason against the United States. They are war criminals. We watched a movie over the week on what was it, HBO called The Girl in the Cafe. Did anybody see that? This is weird. It's a romantic comedy set at the upcoming G8 summit meeting in Gleneagles, Scotland, which is July 2nd, 3rd, and 2nd, 3rd, and 4th, I believe, or 4th, 5th, and 6th or something. I don't know. I guess it's 4th, 5th, and 6th. It's a love story. There's a Scottish actress, Kelly MacDonald. She plays the part of Gina. And the male lead is a character named Lawrence, who's played by Bill Nye. Bill Nye was the rock star in Love Actually, the aging rock star in Love Actually. The guy's really a good, excellent actor. Both of these. The Scottish actress, at times, it's very difficult to understand for my ear to understand a Scottish accent. Do you all have that problem, too? Anyway, it's the movie is about Lawrence is a British bureaucrat in the office of the Exchequer, sort of like our Treasury Secretary. And the message in the film is this. It's an attempt to point out that the eight men who will sit in one room for 3 days in about a week and a half could literally save hundreds of millions of lives around the globe. These eight men, the G8, the prime ministers, presidents, whatever the hell they are. Now, that seems like a blatantly obvious conclusion or statement of fact. But think about it. How often do we think about it? These eight men, including the psychopath that runs the United States, these eight men could literally save hundreds of millions of lives around the country, around the world. Now, in order to do that, of course, all they have to do is direct funding to the adequate funding to the United Nations Millennium Project. You remember the Millennium Declaration? It blew right by me, too. It was in 2000. It was from the 6th to the 8th of September in the year 2000, the dawning of the new millennium. And the United Nations made a declaration that was just awesome. We're going to post it at my website so you can check it out. It was an awesome declaration. I got to share a little bit with you, not much. Stay with me, or don't. The declaration said, we recognize that in addition to our separate responsibilities to our individual societies, we have a collective responsibility to uphold the principles of human dignity, equality, and equity at the global level. It goes on to say, as leaders, we have a duty, therefore, to all the world's children, especially the most vulnerable, and in particular, the children of the world to whom the future belongs. God, think of that. Think about how many children have been turned to red mist by George W. Bush. Think how many children were starved to death by Bill Clinton and the United Nations. Huh? Further into the values and principles in this United Nations Millennium Declaration, it says, we are determined to establish a just and lasting peace all over the world in accordance with the purposes and principles of the UN Charter. It also says, we believe that the central challenge we face today is to ensure that globalization becomes a positive force for all the world's people. Boy, has that turned out to be a joke, right? And then it says, we consider certain fundamental values to be essential to international relations in the 21st century. These include freedom. Men and women have the right to live their lives and raise their children in dignity, free from hunger and from the fear of violence, oppression, or injustice. We believe in equality. No individual and no nation must be denied the opportunity to benefit from development. The equal rights and opportunities of women and men must be assured. We believe in solidarity. Global challenges must be managed in a way that distributes the costs and burdens fairly. Those who suffer or who benefit least deserve help from those who benefit most. Another essential value is tolerance. Human beings must respect one another in all their diversity of belief, culture, and language. Respect for nature. It says prudence must be shown in the management of all living species and natural resources in accordance with the precepts of sustainable development. Shared responsibility. That is responsibility for managing worldwide economic and social development. And it goes on. Think about this. I mean, think about what these, what this Millennium Declaration was all about, and then think about what we're doing. It says, in order to translate these shared values into actions, we've identified key objectives to which we assign special significance. We will spare no effort to free our peoples from the scourge of war, which has claimed more than 5 million lives in the past decade. We resolve, therefore, to strengthen respect for the rule of law in international affairs, to make the United Nations more effective in maintaining peace and security, to minimize the adverse effects of UN economic sanctions on innocent populations, to strive for the elimination of weapons of mass destruction, particularly nuclear weapons. It goes on and on and on and on. On and on and on and on, this declaration. And as I read through this over the weekend, I sit there and go, Jesus, God, how far removed are we? And in that movie, Girl in the Cafe, the girl points out, she sits in on a plenary meeting prior to the big G8 meeting, and she's sitting there with her boyfriend, the guy who works for the Chancellor of the Exchequer in England, and she tries to explain to these world leaders that every 3 seconds, a child dies of extreme poverty, and she clicks her fingers. One, two, three. One, two, three. Pretty effective movie.
They sell us everything from youth to religion. The same time they sell us our war. I want to know the men in the shadows of. I want to hear somebody asking them why. They can be counted on to tell us who our enemies are. But then...
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
What's more delectable than caviar, more indulgent than curling up on cashmere, and more satisfying than purring the day away? New Fancy Feast Gourmet Gold Dry Cat Food. At last, a dry cat food good enough to be called Fancy Feast. Your cat will be an absolute bliss. Visit FancyFeast.com to find out how you can receive a free sample of new Fancy Feast Gourmet Gold.
I am Gunnery Sergeant Arlie Ermey, United States Marine Corps. While our armed forces defend our freedom, their families shoulder household duties and emergencies alone. To help, the veterans of foreign wars and Vermont American brand Bits and Blades have created the Unmet Needs Program.
John Fergus here, the VFW National Commander. Please help us help our military families by visiting unmetneeds.com and by purchasing Vermont American Bits and Blades. A portion of every purchase goes to help.
Visit unmetneeds.com and buy Vermont American brand Bits and Blades. Thank you and Semper Fi. Hoorah!
Summer's here and your kids have time off, but you don't. Well, now there's a way to spend more time with family, enjoy summertime, and get your work done. Go to MyPC, an amazing technology that lets you access your office computer from anywhere. It's so easy to use. Just log on to GoToMyPC.com from any computer with internet access, and your office desktop instantly appears, just like you were at work. So you can leave the office on time, have dinner with family, then use GoToMyPC to finish your work from home. Or stay connected to the office from your hotel room in Hawaii or your in-laws in Detroit. And here's a special offer just for Air America listeners. Try GoToMyPC.com free for 30 days with unlimited access. Visit GoToMyPC.com, click on the radio microphone, and type in promo code America. That's GoToMyPC.com, radio microphone, promo code America for this special offer.
If you're a business owner like me, whether you own a small shop or a large corporation, when it comes to building a new facility, you know it, the process can be overwhelming. And if you're concerned about getting the building you need on a limited budget, you call Anthem Steel for a pre-engineered steel building. Look around and you'll see that more and more businesses, churches, and schools are using steel buildings to save time and money. For as little as $17,000, you can buy a 40 by 60 foot building from Anthem Steel. Anthem Steel has a high-quality solution for almost any size building you need. Churches, schools, or gymnasiums. So call us right now for a free quote. 800-708-3095. 800-708-3095. Even for manufacturing, warehousing, or retail buildings, you know it. You can call Anthem Steel right now for a free quote. 800-708-3095. 800-708-3095.
Spare yourself the hassle of selling your old car. Donate it to Volunteers of America and get a great tax deduction. You don't want strangers coming to your home to look at your old car. Donate it to Volunteers of America. Your donated car means badly needed funds for homeless mothers with children, affordable senior housing, and much more. You can also donate your boat or RV. There's a great tax advantage for those who itemize. Recognized by Smart Money Magazine as one of America's most efficient charities, Volunteers of America has served those in need for over 100 years. They don't use a third-party fundraiser, so proceeds go where they're most needed. Donate your car to Volunteers of America, and you help rebuild lives. Donate your car, boat, or RV today. They'll give you the tax documents you need for a great deduction. Call for more information. 800-357-1473. 800-357-1473. That's 800-357-1473.
Standing up to the flying monkey right, it's more of Mike Malloy.
So are you aware of the Millennium Project? I vaguely remember 4 years ago, but it's gone. Right, just slips away. In a newspaper in Fort Wayne, the News Sentinel, Friday, there was a guest column by a guy named Dean France. And I'm going to post this, too, so you can read it. He says, I have a lapel button with this caption. Proud to be an American, ashamed of my government. He writes, I will now have to revise the first part to read, no longer proud to be an American. And then he says, what pushed me over the edge was the news that Bush refused to grant Tony Blair's request for massive funding to deal with disease and feed starving children in Africa. So it is predicted that millions of African children will die in the next decade. He says, Bush should be ashamed. Where's all that compassion he so blithely talked about during the election campaign? Now we see him unmasked for what he really is, a phony who tosses cute words and phrases around to get votes and please his base. Is it any wonder that polls show his standing among Americans is at the lowest point of his presidency? And Mr. France writes, he requested, and a gutless Congress granted $80 billion for his wars in Afghanistan, Iraq, a second request, by the way, but he cannot cough up a few paltry million dollars to save Africa's children? And isn't he the one who keeps talking about no child left behind? When Bush said no to Blair, it seems clear that he was more than willing to leave Africa's hungry and diseased children behind. To call yourself compassionate yet show no compassion for those who disagree with you and have no patience for those who cry out for help, that's immoral. When your actions cause most of the world to hate a country that was once loved and respected, and then you act like it doesn't matter what others think of us, that's immoral. When you saddle the next generation with a monstrous debt to pay for a war we didn't want, with thousands of brave American soldiers killed and wounded and more thousands of innocent Iraqis dying, that's immoral. And when you do all this under the guise of being Christian, you make a mockery of everything for which the Christian faith stands. This country is morally bankrupt. The claim of this administration to be Christian is bankrupt. And he goes on. Well, the jury reached a decision today in Istanbul, Turkey. You know what was going on in Istanbul, Turkey, right? We talked about it last week. The World Tribunal on Iraq. On Sunday, the jury of conscience, was heard from a lot of witnesses, testimony from Iraqi war victims and a U.S. Air Force veteran. An Iraqi translator said, in Iraq, snipers hunt people in the streets. American snipers. There are many crippled children. There are thousands of widows and orphans. There are no police for security. There are no courts. Hospitals are occupied and bombed and burned. Former U.S. Air Force combat veteran Tim Goodrich talked about his role in the softening up of Iraq months before the U.S. declaration of war. He says, we were dropping bombs then and I saw bombing intensify. All the documents coming out now, the Downing Street memo and others, confirm what I had witnessed in Iraq. The war had already begun while our leaders were telling us they were going to try all diplomatic options first. The first day of the trial had concentrated on moral and political issues, and testimony from Iraqi witnesses have dominated the second day of proceedings. An Iraqi journalist who survived the siege of Fallujah told the audience that he watched as, quote, 20 to 25 persons were running barefoot when an American warplane bombed, killing and wounding them. Only one elderly woman and two children stayed safe.
The doctors and the staff of the Fallujah hospital were detained. The warplanes bombed the alternative hospital downtown and bombed the medical warehouse in the Nizal area, killing 4 doctors and 8 medical workers. And it goes on. It goes on. The fate and the rights of the detainees was a recurring theme at the tribunal. An Iraqi lawyer expressed her frustration at being stonewalled by occupation authorities who refused to tell her the charges against her clients, if there's any evidence, or even if the person's under detention. She said, all of Iraq has become a vast prison. Is this what they call democracy? No, that's what they call war crimes. That's what they call war crimes. So that was Sunday. Today in Istanbul, the jury of conscience made up of people from 10 different countries that heard the testimonies of 54 members of the panel of advocates who came from across the world, including Iraq. Those are the witnesses. The jury decided its verdict against the United States and the United Kingdom. And I want you to hear a little bit of it when we come back. And then we'll go on to your phone calls, okay? I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America.
Have abandoned you, or have you abandoned them? From civilians to enemies, bombs can't discern. They just destroy all in their path. Will we ever learn? How many Iraqis per gallon on this endless killing spree? How many kids can you kill and send the lower class the bill so you can drive your kids to soccer practice in your SUV?
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Whatever you're doing this summer,
Dad, throw the ball!
If your back's killing you, relief is in sight. Get relief now and keep moving with Icy Hot Back Patch. Icy Hot hits it where it hurts. Gets icy first to dull the pain, then hot to relax it away. Stays put, putting medicine right where you want it for hours of pain relief. It's going to be a long, hot summer. Icy Hot's here to help. Keeps them in the car, too. The Icy Hot Back Patch. Relief that moves with you. Use as directed.
There are two kinds of bikers. There's the tough, hardcore biker, like Smokey here.
Hey, bro.
And then there's the weekend rider, like Jeff.
Hey, man.
These two bikers couldn't be more different, except for one thing. You both have GEICO motorcycle insurance. Because GEICO covers most kinds of motorcycles, and they offer money-saving discounts. So, you see, you guys, you have more in common than you thought.
Neat.
For a free rate quote on motorcycle insurance, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-44-CYCLE. GEICO Motorcycle Insurance. Let's ride.
What's more delectable than caviar? More indulgent than curling up on cashmere? And more satisfying than purring the day away? New Fancy Feast Gourmet Gold Dry Cat Food. At last, a dry cat food good enough to be called Fancy Feast. Your cat will be in absolute bliss. Visit FancyFeast.com to find out how you can receive a free sample of new Fancy Feast Gourmet Gold.
I'm a reporter, and when a story breaks, I have to do my job, even when I'm congested from my worst allergies. Fortunately, I found Claritin D. Now, I'm Claritin Clear.
25 seconds, Tom.
Claritin D gives me non-drowsy, long-lasting relief from even my worst allergy symptoms, like congestion and sinus pressure. Nothing is stronger or faster than Claritin D. It takes on my worst symptoms and leaves me clear.
5 seconds.
Get tough on your toughest allergy symptoms. Live Claritin Clear.
Use as directed. Comparisons are among oral OTC allergy products.
No, no, you may not hang at the park. Yes, even if all your friends are there. Go to Mrs. Feldman's till I'm home from work.
Keeping tabs on your kid after school isn't easy.
Yes, tomorrow too.
But if you don't, she's more likely to do drugs.
No, I am not easier on your brother.
Do it. It'll always be worth it. Parents, the anti-drug. To learn more, call 1-800-788-2800 or visit theantidrug.com.
Paid for by Office of National Drug Control Policy.
This is the sound of an AK-47 being fired at you. This is the sound of a rocket-propelled grenade headed your way. This is the sound of a bullet ricocheting off your helmet. This is the sound of an anti-personnel landmine exploding underneath you. This is the sound of a car bomb exploding less than a block away. And this?
These people don't want George W. Bush with the
That's the sound of people who have never heard these sounds arguing about something they know absolutely nothing about. Maybe we should start listening to the people who were there. Go to optruth.org to find out how you can really help support our troops in Iraq and Afghanistan. Operation Truth. We were there.
Paid for by Operation Truth, Incorporated.
Would you like to look and feel 10 years younger in 10 weeks? Ultimate HGH is clinically proven in a double-blind study to help you look and feel younger. We're so confident that Ultimate HGH works that you can try it free. That's right, free. So call now for your free 30-day trial of Ultimate HGH and turn back the clock. Just pay shipping and handling. Call now, 800-337-0447. 800-337-0447. 800-337-0447.
Do you have a personal injury case and need money now? Have you been turned down by family, friends, and banks? Are you out of options for the money you need? If so, Whitehaven Funding can help. If you need money now and can't wait for your case to settle, call Whitehaven Funding at 1-800-559-6805. In exchange for an interest in your pending case, Whitehaven Funding advances money to injured victims who need money now. The money provided can help with foreclosure, bankruptcy, and eviction. Or you can use the money any way you need. Call 1-800-559-6805 for details. If your case is not successful, you keep the money and don't have to pay them back. That's right, if you lose your case, you keep the money and don't have to pay them back. Just call 1-800-559-6805. Again, if you have a pending personal injury claim and have no place else to turn for the money, call Whitehaven Funding at 1-800-559-6805. Call today.
Head driving to Valero. Gotta fill her up fast. I fill my tank to the brim with performance gas. Head driving to Valero.
Brum, brum, brum.
I'll make a turn for the better.
Get more vroom for your buck. Valero. Value, variety, vroom.
Hi, I'm Mark Maron. Join me and Mark Riley for Tuesday's Morning Sedition. It's been a year since the handover of power in Iraq, and we'll celebrate with a bang. We'll explain how the Bush administration combined the right number of troops, the advice of our top generals, and flawless pre-war intelligence to execute a plan that still hasn't hit a snag. Wait a minute, that's what Bush is going to tell you. We'll tell you the truth. Plus, Lawton Smalls will call in with a live report from Planet Bush on Tuesday's Morning Sedition.
Has he mentioned yet tonight how much he hates these people? It's more of Mike Malloy.
26 before the hour. Coming up in a little over a week is the G8 summit in Glen Eagles, Scotland, where the leaders of the eight most powerful democracies or capitalist societies will meet, as they do every year, to decide how to carve up the planet economically. Not that they reach any, not all the agreements they reach are binding, but it has profound effect on the billions of people who are not represented at the G8 summit, and there are billions. It kind of ties into the Millennium Conference that was held 4 years ago, the United Nations, where they came up with certain targets, projected targets, to save humanity, actually. And then on top of all this, we have the Bush crime family that is waging war furiously around the earth. And then the The Iraq Tribunal, the tribunal on the World Tribunal on Iraq, it's been going on for the past, over the weekend in Istanbul. Well, the jury listened to the evidence. Now this is kind of like Bertrand Russell's tribunal on U.S. involvement in Vietnam back in the 60s, for which nobody in the U.S. government was ever held accountable or responsible. Just like in the Reagan era in the 80s, that murder and slaughter that went on in Central America, nobody was held accountable. As a matter of fact, those pigs are back in government to continue their atrocities. It's amazing. And see, when you bring this stuff up, you're unpatriotic. You're not being a team player. You're anti-American. Oh, Jesus Christ. It's a shame that the average person knows nothing about, the average American knows nothing about any of this stuff I'm talking about tonight, and will never know, because they're not inclined to get the information. The chair of the jury of conscience at the World Tribunal on Iraq in Istanbul is Arundhati Roy, and she announced the jury's conclusions today. A quick synopsis: the jury defined this war as one of the most unjust in history. Quote, the Bush and Blair administrations blatantly ignored the massive opposition to the war expressed by millions of people around the world. They embarked upon one of the most unjust, immoral, and cowardly wars in history. The Anglo-American occupation of Iraq of the last 27 months has led to the destruction and devastation of the Iraqi state and society. Law and order have broken down completely, resulting in a pervasive lack of human security. The physical infrastructure is in shambles. The healthcare delivery system is a mess. The education system has ceased to function. There is massive environmental and ecological devastation, and the cultural and archaeological heritage of the Iraqi people has been desecrated. And then it goes on to say, on the basis of the preceding findings and recalling the Charter of the UN and other legal documents, the jury has established the following charges against the governments of the U.S. and the U.K. Planning, preparing, and waging the supreme crime of a war of aggression in contravention of the UN Charter and the Nuremberg Principles. Targeting the civilian population of Iraq and civilian infrastructure. Using disproportionate force and indiscriminate weapon systems. Failing to safeguard the lives of civilians during military activities and during the occupation period thereafter. Using deadly violence against peaceful protesters. Imposing punishments without charge or trial, including collective punishment. Subjecting Iraqi soldiers and civilians to torture and cruel, inhuman, or degrading treatment. Rewriting the laws of a country that has been illegally invaded and occupied. Willfully devastating the environment. Actively creating conditions under which the status of Iraqi women has seriously been degraded. Failing to protect humanity's rich archaeological and cultural heritage in Iraq. Obstructing the right to information, including the censoring of Iraqi media. Redefining torture in violation of international law to allow use of torture and illegal detentions. The jury also established charges against the Security Council of the United Nations for failing to stop war crimes and crimes against humanity, among other failures. The jury also established charges against the governments of the so-called Coalition of the Willing for collaborating in the invasion and occupation of Iraq. The jury also established charges against the governments of other countries for allowing the use of military bases and airspace and providing other logistical support in this atrocity. The jury also established charges against private corporations for profiting from the war, against the major corporate media for disseminating deliberate lies and failing to report atrocities. Truth Seeker, we are in over our heads. Do you understand that? I will post this at my website, but you can go to truthout.org right now. It's Tribunal on Iraq Findings. truthout.org. Was there any reports you saw over the weekend? You monitor a lot of television news about the World Tribunal on Iraq. Nothing? Was there anything about the upcoming G8 session and how it ties back into the UN Millennium? Nothing? Just the movie. Bono spoke out. He's the co-founder, among other things, you know, he's the lead singer of U2, but he's the co-founder of DATA, D-A-T-A, which stands for Debt, AIDS, Trade, and Africa. He was on Meet the Press, NBC, with media whore number one, numero uno, Tim Russert. So Russert asked Bono some questions about the upcoming huge concerts around the world, and then a final concert in Scotland called The Final Push, to highlight the problems of global poverty, especially in Africa. Russert says to Bono, "You gave an interview to Time magazine. Question, which of the G8 leaders do you think remains the toughest nut to crack? Bono, the most important and toughest nut is still President Bush. He feels he's already doubled and tripled aid to Africa, which he started from far too low a place. He can stand there and say he paid at the office already. He shouldn't, because he'd be left out of the history books. But it's hard for him, because of the expense of the war and the debts." Now, that's what you said in Time magazine. How much pressure do you think should be on President Bush at this time?
Well, I think he's done an incredible job, his administration, on AIDS. 250,000 Africans are on antiretroviral drugs. They literally owe their lives to America. That's in 1 year that's been done. But it can't just be AIDS. It has to be the environment in which viruses like AIDS thrive, or malaria. I mean, 3,000 Africans die every day of a mosquito bite. Can you think about that? Malaria? That's not acceptable in the 21st century, and we can stop it. And waterborne illnesses take another, dirty water takes another 3,000 lives. Children, mothers, sisters. $1 billion is all it would take to save a million lives from malaria with bed nets, etc. $1 billion. $4 billion, you could change the world from the United States. An extra commitment of $4 billion.
No. Sorry, Bono. We need the money to buy more weapons for our oil wars. Bono continues on the upcoming G8 and the U.S. commitment to ending global poverty.
We know you've got a deficit problem. We understand there's a war being fought. But really, if we're to take this issue seriously, and we must, because in 50 years, you know, when they look back at this moment, they'll talk about the war against terror, they'll talk about the internet, and they'll talk about what we did or didn't do about this continent bursting into flames. It is the most extraordinary thing to watch people dying, three in a bed, two on top, and one underneath, as I have seen in Malawi, in Lilongwe, Malawi. I mean, it is an astonishing thing, and it's avoidable. It's an avoidable catastrophe. You saw what happened with the tsunami. You see the outpouring. You see the dramatic pictures. Well, there's a tsunami happening every month in Africa.
Bono continues to describe the extreme poverty that plagues Africa.
I love America. I believe in America. It offends me, it upsets me, when the rest of the world thinks America's not doing enough. The president is right to say they're doing a quarter of all aid to Africa. He has doubled, even trebled if he follows through, aid to Africa. But they are about to double aid, the rest of Europe about to double aid, so that will leave America as one-eighth of all aid going to Africa if they don't match that. And that's not a place Americans want to be, one-eighth. And that will be Europe doing four times as much as America.
And finally, we'll have the last statement from Tim Russert, his final question to Bono, right after this break. I'm Mike Malloy.
You know, one of the things we looked for over there in Africa was whether or not countries could absorb money.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
This is a Mother Jones Minute. Shelley Hendrickson was sent to prison for shooting the husband who almost killed her, and she's not the only one. As Mother Jones Magazine reports in its new issue, women nationwide are doing time for defending themselves and their children from violent abusers. More broadly, domestic violence kills thousands of women yearly. Up to 4 million women are abused each year. This summer or fall, Congress will have the chance to do something about domestic violence. It will decide whether to renew the Violence Against Women Act, which provides money for shelters and programs combating domestic violence. Since the law was adopted in 1994, prosecution of abusers has increased, but those gains are at risk. Congress may decide to cut the program, or worse, not renew it. Congress needs to use its muscle and stand up to perpetrators of domestic violence. For the full report, visit MotherJones.com. This has been a Mother Jones Minute.
Want to turn your car into a stealth fighter? Invisible to all types of speed detection equipment, including radar and laser? Well, now you can with Phaser. With a range of up to 3 miles, the Phaser guarantees that you will avoid all types of speed traps. In fact, the manufacturer will even pay your fine if you get a ticket. More than a mere radar detector. The Phaser works by bouncing a mixture of radar signals and invisible infrared pulses to confuse the computer inside the radar or laser gun. The Phaser is the ultimate way to avoid costly speeding tickets. In fact, it is been made illegal in some states, so call now for details. Remember, the Phaser is guaranteed or your speeding ticket is paid. So if you never want to worry about hearing this again, go stealth and get the Phaser today.
To order risk-free, call now 866-794-6495. That's 866-794-6495. Call 866-794-6495.
Not available in California, Minnesota, Nebraska, Virginia, Oklahoma, or Washington, D.C. Certain restrictions apply to guarantee. Call for details.
Imagine a performance at the New York City Ballet without live music. Can't do it? You don't have to. The company's spring season at Lincoln Center is underway through June 26th with orchestra. Members of the New York City Ballet Orchestra are thrilling audiences now in over 40 ballets from West Side Story to A Midsummer Night's Dream. The orchestra's musicians are one of the keys to making each performance unforgettable. Concertmasters Arturo Del Monte and Kurt Nikkanen are part of that magic.
We're in season now, live at the New York State Theater at Lincoln Center. How lucky we are to be playing great music with a great ballet company.
From Bach to Broadway, we play it all at the New York City Ballet. Every night, we present a fresh, exciting program that's sure to surprise and delight you. Come share the magic.
New York City is the live music capital of the world. For more information on the promotion of live music, please visit www.keepthemusiclive.com. That's keepthemusiclive.com.
Brought to you by Local 802, New York Musicians Union.
I was using my computer like I always did, just minding my own business, when it began acting weird. It crashed a couple of times, but seemed to reboot okay. Then it began slowing down. Documents and spreadsheets took forever to open, and the internet became the worldwide wait. But I remembered hearing an ad for stop signs, so I called them, downloaded their scanner, and found out that I had 2 viruses and a bunch of spyware, including a program that was sending my personal information to complete strangers. I got stop sign, and in just minutes, it destroyed the viruses, removed all the spyware, and now it watches my computer for new threats. Plus, my machine is blazing fast, just like the day I got it. If your computer's acting weird, slowing down, or crashing, do what I did. Call StopSign and get protected. Protect your PC with StopSign, the one-call solution. Call 1-800-243-1483. That's 1-800-243-1483. Call StopSign right now. 1-800-243-1483.
About 10 before the hour. Bono on Media Horde number 1, Tim Russert's Sunday Meet the Press. Finally, Russert ends the interview with Bono, and he asks the following. What do you believe will happen at the upcoming G8 meeting in about a week?
I think in the next week, if the U.S. looks deep into its soul, and more importantly, its wallet, and says, look, if we want to win the war against terror, we have to win the war against poverty. I didn't say that, by the way. Colin Powell said that, a military man. And if we want to win the war against poverty, or be seen at least to show global leadership here, we are going to have to put our hand in our pocket in ways that we don't want to. But this is the moment. This is the time. And we have the rest of the world waiting. And if America comes through and leads this, I promise President Bush, I promise the people of America, because these are hard choices to make, I understand that, that this will be something in 50 years' time, 25 years' time, people will be very proud to have been a part of.
You know, it's so sad to hear this kind of plea to care about children dying of poverty and people dying three to a bed in Malawi or wherever it is. You know, where did I hear? For the first time in the history of the human race, we have the technology, we have the understanding of the environment, we have the wherewithal, the means to do so many things, to end poverty and unnecessary death, to end war, to get rid of the nukes, for the first time in human history. We can do it. We can do it. What Bono just said a minute ago, a stinking $1 billion. A stinking $1 billion. That would save just literally millions of children's lives in Iraq. How much is that? Isn't that what we in Africa? I'm sorry. Isn't that what we spend in Iraq weekly on death and destruction? Son of a bitch! How do you take that in? How do you do it? It almost drives me insane. It almost drives me crazy. I watched CNN today. Well, the guy, the so-called BTK, what was a BTK killer? That old man, not old man, that middle-aged guy who was a father and a churchgoer and a Republican, and you know, confess how he murdered 10 people. And I'm watching. I'm thinking of Hannah Arendt's comments about Eichmann about the banality of evil. Here stands this guy talking about how he systematically murdered 10 people, and then I think, and I'm shocked. Shocked. And I think to myself, what the hell are you shocked about? George Bush does this every day. He orders the death of innocent people every day. Why are you shocked about this old middle-aged white man out in, where? Wichita? Was it Wichita? Where? What? I don't even know. Talking about how he smothered them. You know, tied bags around their head or claws and, you know, people getting sick from the fear, and he lets them vomit and helps them clean up and kills them. And then I think about Bush. I think about the active murder that we're involved in and the passive murder. Because like Bono says, we don't have the guts or the wherewithal. Now, he's being very diplomatic. Bono has learned. You know, you don't step up to somebody and spit in their face and say, you murderous son of a bitch, why aren't you doing more to save lives? That's not the way you do it. That's what talk show hosts do. That's what I do. That's why it's not effective. But Bono, trying to be very diplomatic. God bless George Bush. He's done a lot. Yeah. Yeah. So for the first time in the history of the human race. Yeah, it wasn't during Socrates' time or Jesus' time or the Buddha's time or no, now, today, right now. And it's not going to happen, is it, True Seeker? Because the country that could lead as it led after World War II, for a while, before we got all caught up in, you know, with this, the so-called Cold War. The country that could lead does not have leadership itself, that's us, to step into the breach and say, look, enough of this, okay? 100 million people died in the 20th century. Here we are in the 21st century, and we're gonna try to set another record? You know, why? Why? Eight men are going to be in a room in Glen Eagles, Scotland, coming up in a week. And those eight men will decide the deaths or lives of hundreds of millions of people around the globe. How do you think they're going to decide, Truth Seeker?
Nation that suffers from incredible disease.
Mike Malloy on Air America Radio. This is the Nation Minute on Air America Radio.
On Tuesday night, George Bush will give a speech on Iraq. His mission, to counter the sinking polls in which a majority now says the war wasn't worth it. And I'm reminded of my favorite Washington Post story of recent weeks. The headline was, Bush is expected to address specifics on Iraq. It said Bush was going to take a more assertive and public role regarding Iraq. But here's the punchline. The article then said, quote, Bush's new approach will be mostly rhetorical. Mostly rhetorical? That is, Bush would not be changing the actual policies that have alienated the public. So why pay attention to his speech? Will he even explain why Cheney says the insurgency is in its last throes and Rumsfeld says it may take 12 years to defeat it? The problem is the war, not the rhetoric, but don't expect Bush to address that reality. For more from The Nation, go to thenation.com. I'm David Korn, Washington editor of The Nation for Air America Radio.
What is it, Bob?
You can take this job.
Take this job and shove it. So you're quitting, huh?
Yep.
I bet you're going to start your own business.
Right.
What do you know about starting a business? You're going to buy a business, start from scratch? How about startup money?
Well...
You even know where to get startup money?
That my brother.
Got a business plan? Can't raise money to start a business without a business plan.
I can't.
You're pathetic. You need Bruce Berman's book. It's called I Got Here, You Can Too. A master's course in becoming a millionaire. Want to be a millionaire, Bob?
Well, that's the idea.
Then you got to buy his book. It shows exactly how Berman made a fortune in business and how you can too. Want a profitable business, Bob?
Sure.
Thanks, Bob. This is Bruce Berman. If you want to make $5, $10, even $15,000 a month right now from the comfort of your own home, then you don't have to buy my book. I will give you a free copy of my book and my Making Money CD. That's over a $100 value. This limited time free offer is available only on my website, 9freebook.com. That's the number 9freebook.com. That's the number 9freebook.com. You could be making money within 30 days, guaranteed. So log on to 9freebook.com now.
Hi, Steve. Thanks for coming in.
No problem.
Go ahead, have a seat.
Awesome.
So, why don't you start by telling me about yourself and what you'd like to do here at GM?
Okay. Definitely something low maintenance. I don't really do the whole waking up before noon thing. Going the extra mile isn't really my bag either. Come to think of it, I'm usually pretty hit or miss even on first mile.
I'm sorry. Do you even want to work here?
Not really, dude. But I'd love to have at that GM employee discount.
Well, okay. Why don't we just give you the discount then, and we'll call it a day.
Sweet. Now, for the first time in history, anyone can get the GM employee discount. It's a great price. You pay what we pay, not a cent more. On 2005 cars and trucks from Chevy, Pontiac, Buick, Cadillac, GMC, Saturn, Hummer, and Saab, excluding Corvette, at participating dealers only. The GM employee discount for everyone. Event ends July 5th. Take delivery by 7505. See dealer for details.
Air America Radio News. I'm Bill Crowley condemning renditions. The ranking Democrat on the House Armed Services Committee says if the Pentagon wants to make Guantanamo a model, the CIA must stop moving militant suspects to third countries without court approval. Congresswoman Ellen Tauscher says no one's going to believe we've cleaned up Guantanamo if suspects are simply kept away from that prison and taken to countries where torture is often condoned. Tauscher's just back from a tour of Guantanamo. The California Democrat, she says she tried to take pains to get a feel for what goes on there besides what the military wanted her to see, but she says essentially lawmakers just got a cook's tour. Supporters and opponents of Ten Commandment displays on government property are agreeing on one thing today. The Supreme Court rulings could create legal confusion and create more court fights. The High Court today ruled in favor of a display outside the Texas Capitol, but the justices rejected two displays in Kentucky courthouses, saying they promoted religion. An advocate for separation of church and state says the rulings are more a victory than a defeat. However, Barry Lynn admits being disappointed the court did not require an all-out ban of the Ten Commandments on government property. A lawsuit over file sharing very much alive thanks to a Supreme Court ruling today. A lower court found that Grokster and Streamcast Networks could not be sued over the song and movie swapping activities of its customers, but the High Court says if the services intend for that illegal activity to take place, they should be held responsible. Supreme Court ruled that police cannot be sued for failing to enforce restraining orders. It was a case involving a Colorado woman who said police didn't do enough to prevent her estranged husband from killing her three young daughters. Discussions, not negotiations, is how the commander of U.S. forces in Iraq is characterizing the talks that have been taking place between the Iraqi government and Sunni and tribal leaders sympathetic to elements of the insurgency. The U.S. has been facilitating those talks. General George Casey says at this point, the talks do not involve active portions of the insurgency, but he says the first step is to engage the Sunni leaders, although he says the results have not been that good. He says a lot of these people claim to have leverage, but the leverage hasn't actually been seen. Some new acts added to Saturday's Live 8 concert in Philadelphia. Alicia Keys, Black Eyed Peas, Josh Groban, Def Leppard, and Toby Keith added to the lineup. The host will be Will Smith, performances from Bon Jovi, Destiny's Child, Linkin Park, Dave Matthews Band, Rob Thomas, Stevie Wonder, and others. Hip-hop impresario Russell Simmons signed on as producer. The Philadelphia show, one of nine concerts over the weekend aimed at pressuring leaders of the G8 nations.
Wanted.
Video game music composer. Sound designer. Music supervisor.
Wanted.
Film dialogue editor. Music recorded. ADR. Foley. Surround mixer.
Wanted.
Music producers. Pro Tools. Logic Audio. Final Cut Pro. Ableton Live. Traktor DJ Studio. Puramind. Advanced digital audio training. An Apple and DigiDesign certified school. It's never too late to follow your dreams. Puramind.com. That's Puramind. 1-888-378-MIND.
Come on, sweetie, we'll be late for school. Get in the car.
Daddy, take your umbrella.
That's okay. I heard it's going to be sunny all day.
But, Daddy, AccuWeather.com says it's going to rain.
Now, I heard the weather, it's going to be sunny. Get in the car.
But, Daddy, AccuWeather.com says...
Nope, get in the car.
Can I bring my ducky umbrella?
Sure, whatever. Get in the car.
Daddy, you should have logged into AccuWeather.com.
Can you share your ducky umbrella with Daddy?
Nope.
Please, my head...
No.
What?
No.
Just a little bit.
No, AccuWeather.com. Access it for free. Link to it for free. Buy it for your site.
I'm getting wet, honey. Can I have...
Nope.
Would you take 10 minutes to protect the future of your family? In just 10 minutes, you could have up to $150,000 of select-term life insurance from the American Life Insurance Company of New York. For more information and a free rate quote, just call 1-866-492-2500. That's all it takes, just 10 minutes to apply over the phone. There's no medical exam, no long forms, and no agent will visit you. Just answer some simple questions and you'll be quoted a very affordable rate. If you qualify, your coverage begins right away. During your term, your rates will never go up and your benefits will never go down. Now it's fast, easy, and affordable to protect your loved ones for a lifetime. Call American Life now for a free rate quote. 1-866-492-2500. Based in New York City, American Life issues select term under form number ALNYSELO3 or a state variation. Call American Life, 1-866-492-2500. That's 1-866-492-2500.
It's easy to tell when something is wrong with a child, right? Not when it comes to their eyes. If they can't see the board, the book, or the numbers, they won't complain because they think everyone sees just like they do. That's why it's important for every child to see an optometrist before starting school. Not being able to read or learn because you can't see well doesn't trigger a warning. That's what an optometrist does.
Your eyes deserve an optometrist.
The Rachel Maddow Show.
This is Rachel Maddow. We were live in Seattle on Monday, but for Tuesday's show, we're back in the Big Apple, laying down sandbags and handing out earplugs to prepare the nation for the ear-splitting wail of nonsense and obfuscation that we're all due for on Tuesday night. That's when Bush sits us down for his fireside chat that's designed to make us all fall in love with the war in Iraq all over again. Shore up your defenses, steal your reserve, tune in to Tuesday's Rachel Maddow Show.
On Air America Radio.
Welcome back. It's 6:30 past the hour. We're going to come to your phone calls here in just a second. I've got just two hits of sound from this mass killer and war criminal, Don Rumsfeld, who operates at Bush's pleasure as the Secretary of Defense here in the United States, a murderer of the highest order. I don't know. There would be justification, would there not, to see someone like Rumsfeld being tried for murder, the way the BTK killer was going to be tried for murder, until, surprise, surprise, he confessed today to the 10 murders. It was questioned intensely by the judge, and the guy stood there and clearly and articulately explained how and why he murdered 10 people. It was really something to see. I've never seen anything like that. The closest that, I've just never seen anything like that today. It was an ugly, cheesy reality television, but what the hell, it was it was watching someone who had slowly murdered 10 people explain why he was in fact guilty. And again, all I could think of was Bush and Negroponte and Rumsfeld and Elliot Abrams and the usual gang of murderers, liars, and killers who operate in the Bush administration. And how about if they stood there and talked about the thousands upon thousands of people that they've murdered? Murdered. Now, I know you're as tired as I am of hearing a Rumsfeld endless dancing and prancing around questions about the war, but this answer to a question about Cheney's recent claim that the so-called insurgents were in their so-called last throes was particularly dodgy, even by Rumsfeld standards. This is with Media Whore number one, Tim Russert again on Meet the Press Sunday. Russert asked this question. The Secretary, at last week's hearings, Senator Carl Levin asked whether the general thought the insurgency was in its last throes, as Mr. Cheney said last month. General Abizaid answered, in terms of the overall strength of the insurgency, I'd say it was the same it was 6 months ago. So let me ask you, Mr. Secretary, about this insurgency. Is it in its last throes, or is it alive and well and vibrant and strong as it was 6 months ago?
Well, there are various ways to measure it. If you measure the number of incidents, it's gone up during the election period, and now it's back down. If you look at lethality of those incidents, it's up. Now, what does that mean? Does it mean that the insurgency is stronger? Is it in its last throes? The last throes could be violence, as you well know, from a dictionary standpoint.
Don't you? What do you feel when you hear that? See, I can't say what I feel. I can't say it on the air. And you can't either. You can only, think it in the privacy of your head. Or say it in your house, or to your friend or whatever. And so can I. But we can't say it on the air. Because if we did, we would probably, if not arrested, we certainly would be questioned by the Secret Service about threats against members of the government. But when you hear that, the last throes could be violence, as you well know from a dictionary standpoint. All right, last one from this blood-saturated killer, Don Rumsfeld. Media Whore number one, Tim Russert, asked this. Mr. Secretary, this is what your former top deputy, Paul Wolfowitz, told Congress on February 27th. Quote, it's hard to conceive that it would take more forces to provide stability in post-Saddam Iraq than it would take to conduct the war itself and to secure the surrender of Saddam's security forces and his army. Hard to imagine. And the fact is, we had 148,000 from the beginning of the war. It went up to 150,000 after the war. During the elections in January this year, it's still 135,000. That is a much larger force than ever anticipated. So, regarding Wolfowitz's statement, Mr. Secretary, has there been a mistake on troop level?
From the beginning, General Franks, General Abizay, General Casey have decided how many troops are needed. I believe they're correct. The idea that these numbers are coming out of the top of the Pentagon or the President or something is just nonsense. These are coming from General Abizay, General Franks, General Casey, and they're right. There are people outside who say, oh, there should be more, there should be less. But I don't know anyone right now who's suggesting there ought to be more.
So never any mistake made on troop level.
Who knows? Time will tell.
Who cares? They're just meat to this pig anyway. But as you listen to that, I mean, here sits a certifiably insane Donald Rumsfeld. By any definition, certifiably insane. A mass murderer talking about various ways to measure the blood and destruction going on as a result of an illegal invasion by the United States of Iraq. The son of a bitch sits there like he's talking about the price of oil. Like he's talking about how many bushels of corn got harvested in Iowa last fall. And then he sits there and talks about how, well, you know, General Franks and Abizay and Casey, they decide how many troops are needed. You know, I don't know if there should be more. I don't know if there should be less. He sits there and talks about this. As if it were real. It's only real to the people dying. It's only real to the country being blown to pieces and carpet bombed with depleted uranium. And here we all sit back in America. There's no war going on. The only people who are dealing with a war are the mothers and fathers and wives and husbands who are having their loved ones come home in caskets that we, the American people, are not allowed to see on television. Joe Biden's not allowed to see him. He's not allowed. That poor, miserable bastard's not even allowed to go to the airport in Dover, Delaware, the state that he represents, and see the coffins coming in. For the first time in the history of the human race, it wasn't Jesus, it wasn't the Buddha, it wasn't Socrates, it wasn't Muhammad. It's now. We have a chance to end war and poverty. Start acting responsibly. And here sits this miserable rat talking to Tim Russert about who's right and who's wrong. How many troops we do? Oh, you know, just demon talk. Devil talk. Demon, murderer, ghoul talk. How many dead people? Well, I don't know. American dead, Iraqi dead. You know, what did he say the other day? Well, more Iraqis are dying than Americans. Oh, well, that's good. That's good. You filthy killer. And here's the terrible part. None of these people will ever be put in the dock like this poor, miserable bastard from Wichita who stood there today on CNN and every network because it was very compelling to see the banality of evil. Just the commonplace. Here's a Republican, church-going, family man, huh? Confessing to 10 murders while the country is being run by people who 10 murders? Jesus Christ, they do that every day before lunch. That doesn't even make it to 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Who's going to bring them to trial? Nobody. The Iraqi War Tribunal went on over the past 4 days, the final session in Istanbul, Turkey. Delegates from 50 countries, was it 50, who have first-hand knowledge of the atrocities being committed in Iraq? Huh? The G8's coming up next weekend, right? 8 men will sit in a room and decide how to carve up the entire planet economically, how to carve it up where it concerns the health issues, how to carve it up where it concerns the environment, how to carve it up where it concerns resources. And, of course, the elephant in the room are the countries who won't be there. Like, oh, I don't know, China? Is China there? I don't think China's there. Huh? You know, the country that wants to buy Unocal and Motorola and I don't know, whoever the hell they are. But so here we sit. Here we sit, and we have leadership in this country who goes on television like this pig, this filthy, degenerate, old white man, Rumsfeld, and sits there and talks about, well, I don't know, 150,000, 130,000. And the stupid question coming out of Tim Russert's mouth, well, now, is it in its last throes or not? Huh? What do you say, Rummy? Is it? Are we seeing the last throws? But the attacks, well, not the attacks, the attacks haven't gone up, Tim. The kill ratio is up. You know, more arms and legs and dead babies flying through the air. But the attacks haven't gone up, Tim. You know, what the hell? We're doing the best we can. Death, death, death. Kill, kill, blood, kill, death, 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 kill.
You're listening to the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Did you know there's a delicious energy bar that's certified organic? It's called Clif Bar, with the rock climber on the package. Clif Bar is made with whole grains and real fruit and contains no trans fats or hydrogenated oils. Clif Bar, the company, is part of a growing community of people and companies dedicated to leaving a lighter footprint on the planet. Visit CliffBar.com and learn about this small group of people working to create a better energy bar and a more healthful environment.
When you take 15 girls hiking, you've got to stay alert, even with bad allergies. Hey, stay together! Now I'm Claritin Clear. Only Claritin has proven to make me as alert and focused as someone without allergies. Claritin gives me 24-hour non-drowsy relief from my worst symptoms like sneezing, runny nose, and itchy eyes. No cell phones in hiking. Stay focused. Live Claritin Clear.
Try Claritin Ready Tabs free. Go to Claritin.com or text message 24CLR. Only brand clinically tested. Use as directed.
Here's the everyday challenge for business professionals. Leaving work on time. Because at 5 o'clock you still have work to finish. So you're stuck at the office because everything you need is on your office computer. Here's your solution. Go to MyPC.com. With GoToMyPC.com, you can remotely access your office computer from home or anywhere. All you need is an internet connection. Here's how it works. Simply log on to GoToMyPC.com and your office desktop instantly appears, just like you're sitting in front of it. GoToMyPC.com gives you complete access to everything on your office PC, all your files, emails, programs, and network resources. And here's a special offer just for Air America listeners. Try GoToMyPC.com free for 30 days with unlimited access. Visit GoToMyPC.com, click on the radio microphone, and type in promo code America. That's GoToMyPC.com, radio microphone, promo code America for this special offer.
Hi, this is Gary Stanley. Usually I'm talking about sports, but today I want to talk about money. Not long ago, I was looking for a loan. I owned a home, pretty good credit. You can't believe the hassle for my bank. 6 weeks, endless paperwork, and then right at the closing, the bank tells me about thousands of dollars in extra fees. I walked out, and I called Equity Now. Equity Now approved my loan over the phone. I closed in 10 days. The rate I was quoted was the rate I got. No hidden fees. Equity Now gave me a great deal. If you're a homeowner and you want a loan for debt consolidation or any reason, call 1-800-692-LEND. Tell them Gary Stanley sent you.
Equity Now is a direct mortgage lender, not a broker. We don't arrange loans. We make loans. We write the checks. Call 1-800-692-LEND. Licensed mortgage banker, New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, Massachusetts, Pennsylvania, and Florida banking departments. Call 1-800-692-LEND.
You would never buy a house for $100,000 knowing that in just 3 years it would only be worth about $30,000. But that's exactly what happens when you buy a new car. You buy it knowing it'll be worth about one-third of what you paid in 3 years. If you want all the benefits of driving the new car of your dreams without paying twice what you should, call D&M Leasing today. With one toll-free call, you will get an upfront price on the exact car you want, quoted to you right over the phone. And with D&M's volume discounts, you can save 40 to 50% on your monthly car payment compared to traditional financing. Plus, you don't have to pay a down payment, and you still get the special factory rebates passed straight on to you to make your payments even lower. Cut your new car payments by up to 50%. Call D&M Leasing today for your free quote.
Call 800-554-9628. That's 800-554-9628. Call D&M Leasing at 800-554-9628 today.
End your day screaming with Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
It's 21 past the hour. Let's do some phone calls. You want to do some phone calls? All right, let's do some phone calls. Barbara is calling from Washington State. Barbara, welcome to the program. Thanks for holding on.
Good evening, Mike.
Hey, how you doing?
Well, a really disturbing article came out today in the July issue of Harper's Magazine. It's written by an MD, and it's called A War of Disabilities, What We Are to Expect in Casualties Coming Home from Iraq and Afghanistan.
Uh-huh. I subscribe to Harper's. I haven't gotten past Lewis Lapham's column for this month. I haven't read that yet. I'll have to read it. Give us some highlights from it.
The percentage of soldiers who've undergone amputations is twice that of any of our past military conflicts. And over a quarter are suffering from traumatic head injuries. And they've come up with a new medical diagnosis called TBI, traumatic brain injury, that happens when they get their chimes rung with explosions very close to them bouncing off the Kevlar material helmets. And that they will have trouble down the road with jangling brains.
Sure. Let me just ask you this, Barbara. As you're saying this, I keep thinking about 23, 24-year-old National Guardsmen, for the most part men, reserve, Army Reserve people, for the most part male, although not all, and how they had joined the Reserve or joined the National Guard for all those reasons that the recruiters lie and tell them to, maybe a little extra paycheck because we live in a changing economy, maybe a little money for education, maybe a job. And, you know, I think about those young men, 22, 23, 24 years old, and they have a 20-year-old wife and a three-month-old baby, and they get blown to pieces, or, as you are pointing out, they come back, missing limbs, traumatic brain injury, and what's going to happen?
Well, the point is made that they're okay as long as they're under DOD and on active duty. But once they are released from active duty, they then go under the VA, whose 2006 budget has been only increased to 0.1%. They're overwhelmed now. The VA is simply not in a position to handle these cases who are going to be under them for the rest of their lives.
The shock. The shocking truth about this administration, it just keeps coming and coming and coming, doesn't it?
And they've rotated these 22-year-olds back three times to Iraq, back to back to back, without even taking into account emotional trauma or treating it.
Yeah. And the other thing, I don't know if the article points it out, Barbara, but eventually these people, just like people we have in prison, 80% of them are released into society eventually, and we don't do anything but dehumanize them while they're in prison. Most of these, if not all of these soldiers, will be released back into civilian society with all of this post-traumatic stress disorder, with
the TBIs.
The traumatic brain injuries, the The fear, the rage, the anger. The Bush crime family is guaranteeing, I don't know how many more Murrah federal buildings coming down. I don't know how many more people who go berserk with semi-automatic weapons at a McDonald's when a school bus has just unloaded all the kids there. They're really destroying our country, aren't they, this Bush administration?
Oh, the subtotal of the title of the column or the article by Dr. Glasser, A War of Disabilities, is Iraq's hidden costs are coming home.
Yeah.
Thanks, Mike.
Thanks for checking in, Barbara. I appreciate your call. Oops, didn't get that last part, Barbara. I'm sorry, but thanks for calling. Thanks for calling. Bob is calling from Seattle. Bob, welcome to the program.
Yeah, hi, Mike.
Hey, Bob.
Yeah, you know, I'd like to maybe follow up a little bit on what this last caller was talking about here, because our senator here, Patty Murray, she had in April told the Senate, and actually they had the new Bush crony appointee of the head of the Veterans Administration.
Right.
And he's a Republican operative, just as some, you know, crony, flack, lackey for Bush.
Who hates veterans?
Oh, apparently hates veterans, loves country clubs, likes golf courts, carts. He loves, loves the good life. But yeah, that's right. He hates the people that are actually doing the fighting in Iraq and fighting the March for Freedom.
Hey, Bob, hold on right there. Hold your thought there. I got to do this break, and we'll come back and pick it up right where you left it. This is Air America.
Too shocking to see. Trouble, oh, trouble move from me. I have paid my debt. Now won't you leave me in my misery? Trouble, trouble, please be kind. I don't want no fight, and I haven't got a lot of time.
This is Merlin Olson for the National Association for the Self-Employed. Have you ever wondered what other small business owners do for their benefits? It's not an easy task to find benefits. Tell you what I did. I joined the National Association for the Self-Employed. They're the nation's leading resource for microbusiness owners. The NASC offered me the perfect small business benefit package at an affordable price. I gained access to affordable health insurance and also a great package of discounts on other personal and business benefits. Things I can really use, like discounted dental services, unlimited tax advice, and emergency road service. If you're self-employed or you run a micro business, do what I did. Call the National Association for the Self-Employed.
Health insurance is underwritten by the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company. Call 800-426-0690, 800-426-0690. Not available in all states. Call 800-426-0690, 800-426-0690.
Did you know there's an affordable way to renovate your kitchen without major construction? With cabinet refacing from Sears Home Services, you can transform your kitchen without the cost, time, or mess of totally remodeling. See for yourself. Call for a free in-home estimate and design consultation at 1-800-828-1200. With Sears Cabinet Refacing, choose from hundreds of decorator styles to help create the kitchen of your dreams. Your kitchen can look brand new in about 4 to 6 days. Products and services are provided by a Sears authorized contractor. License number available on request. So don't replace your cabinets, just reface them. Call Sears Cabinet Refacing for a free in-home estimate and design consultation at 1-800-828-1200. Some restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Ask your consultant for offer details and written warranty. That's Cabinet Refacing from Sears Home Services. 1-800-828-1200. That's 1-800-828-1200. 1200.
If you could cut your mortgage payment by 45%, would that make a difference to you? If you're like most people, it can make a difference of hundreds of dollars a month and thousands of dollars a year. That's why the home loan experts at Quicken Loans created the revolutionary new Smart Choice interest-only loan. It's the flexible mortgage that can lower your payment up to 45%. Homeowners nationwide are calling Quicken Loans at 800-396-9711 to discover the difference for themselves. If you have a mortgage you can't afford not to call, you could see a dramatic drop in your payment even if you've recently refinanced. Call 800-396-9711 now to see how Quicken Loans can lower your house payment up to 45%. Quicken Loans is an equal housing lender. State licensing information available on request. In today's economy, you can't afford to wait. See the difference Quicken Loans can make for you. Call Quicken Loans, America's home loan experts, now. 800-396-9711. 800-396-9711. That's 800-396-9711.
Injury victims. If you or a loved one has been injured as a result of a motor vehicle accident, a slip or a fall, or because of a doctor, hospital, or nursing home mistake, get the legal help you and your family deserve with no upfront, out-of-pocket expense. Call the Personal Injury Review Board at 1-800-858-2870. The call is free and the results may surprise you. Don't let the insurance companies give you a quick, unfair offer. You may be entitled to a much greater settlement. Call 1-800-858-2870. Our lawyers will work hard to get you the highest amount of money and the maximum benefits to which the law says you are entitled. The Personal Injury Board has your best interests in mind. Call 1-800-858-2870. That's 1-800-858-2870. Not available in all states. Cost payable at conclusion of case.
Would you take 10 minutes to protect the future of your family? In just 10 minutes, you could have up to $150,000 of select-term life insurance from the American Life Insurance Company of New York. For more information and a free rate quote, just call 1-866-492-2500. That's all it takes, just 10 minutes to apply over the phone. There's no medical exam, no long forms, and no agent will visit you. Just answer some simple questions and you'll be quoted a very affordable rate. If you qualify, your coverage begins right away. During your term, your rates will never go up and your benefits will never go down. Now it's fast, easy, and affordable to protect your loved ones for a lifetime. Call American Life now for a free rate quote. 1-866-492-2500. Based in New York City, American Life issues select term under form number ALNYSELO3 or a state variation. Call American Life, 1-866-492-2500. That's 1-866-492-2500.
Hi, this is Willie Nelson from Normal. For 30 years, Normal has provided a voice for the millions of Americans who smoke marijuana responsibly. Thousands of sick and dying patients find marijuana effective as a medicine, including cancer, MS, and AIDS patients. 9 states have legalized its use. To learn how you can help, contact Normal at www.norml.org or call toll-free at 888-67-NORML.
The Air America phones are ringing off the hook.
We've done this kind of thing up here in my little town. We had Republicans in power, and we managed to change it over just by knocking on doors and informing people.
866-303-AAR0.
When the Republicans were in the minority, they had a never-say-die attitude, and we really have to demonstrate that. We showed in this past election that we could really bring the fight to them, and it's long about time that we stood up and took a page from their fight book.
We're listening.
Truth, justice, and the American way. It's more of Mike Malloy.
It's coming through a hole in the air from those nads in Tiananmen Square. It's coming from a field that just ain't exactly real, or it's...
26 before the hour, we're talking with Bob, who's called in from Seattle. Okay, where were we, Bob? Go ahead, pick it up right where you left it off.
Well, our senator here, who's a Democrat, Patty Murray,
right.
Back in April, realized that the VA medical facility would nationally would be short $1 billion.
Right.
And she introduced this into the Senate, and put this up before these pro neocon warmonger Republicans. She put this up to vote so they'd actually put their money where their mouth was,
mm-hmm.
and support our troops.
Right.
Well, guess what? They voted it down.
Oh, sure.
The head of the VA, this Bush crony, said, "Oh, we don't need the $1 billion, and we don't need the money now." All of a sudden, yeah, we need it. We find out now we need it, and these are the people that are coming back with their arms and legs and heads blown off,
mm-hmm.
and these phony, hypocritical neocon criminals.
Well, it's awful. A lot of people.
Oh my God!
A lot of people are suggesting that since 42% of the American public still supports this criminal enterprise that has taken over our government, those 42% should insist that their 17, 18, 19, and 20-year-old sons and daughters immediately go sign up and fight this filthy war and die.
Yeah, I don't realize the synagogues and the churches ought to be loaded with recruits. You know, the neocons ought to be just joining and, going. I don't understand it.
I don't either.
Yeah, let me say this, Mike. Here's the thing. When our girls and boys are dying for a worthless war that's totally worthless, here's China. Here's China that Richard Nixon, the Tricky Dick, remember when Tricky Dick went over to China?
Sure.
Yeah. Okay, so here's Tricky Dick. What was the greatest thing? Right, they're buying Unocal. So they're, as we buy their Walmart crap and we're fighting a worthless war and expending our assets, here's China with a brain buying up our assets. Vladimir Lenin said something very intelligent.
Mm-hmm.
He said the capitalist will sell us the rope that we hang him with. And man, was he! Did he have insight? Because let me tell you something: this global capitalistic free trade system has no heart, has no soul, has no loyalty, has nothing. It's an absolute bankrupt system of a bunch of neocon, crappy globalist capitalist criminals that have nothing to say, have nothing to do. History's going to show these guys as the worst people on earth. Worse than Genghis Khan. Worse than Kublai Khan. Absolute worst people on earth.
I hear you. Bob, thanks. I appreciate your rage. I appreciate your anger. I hear you loud and clear. You know, the boy King is it tomorrow night, Kathy, when he gives his speech? Bush goes at 8 o'clock? 8 o'clock tomorrow night, Eastern Time. He goes to... What military reservation is he going to? Fort Benning? I think it's going to be in South Carolina. I think it's Fort Benning. That's in Georgia. What's the not Fort Jackson in Fayetteville, North Carolina? Oh God, been on that base 1,000 times. Anyway, we were talking today. Fort Bragg is where he's going to go. Fort Bragg, North Carolina. We were talking today, Kathy and me, about the absolute vacuousness of the speech he's going to give tomorrow evening. It'll be another repetitious repeat. I almost said that. Another repetitious oration of nonsense. And my question is, why are the networks even bothering to carry it? I understand why Fox and CNN, MSNBC would. They're cable news networks. They do nothing except do for the Bush administration what Monica did for Bill Clinton. That's all they're there for. But why would NBC, CBS, or ABC carry this speech? It's going to be nothing but blatant propaganda, filled with sound and fury, signifying nothing. Why are they carrying it? Now, the answer is very obvious, and you're way ahead of me, to bump his poll numbers. Because this whorish media, these enablers for the Bush crime family, will do whatever it takes to keep this guy at least floating until they can get rid of him legally and peacefully. But I think media, the media moguls understand, as do reporters and people down on the lower levels making 40, 50 grand a year working for these big mega corporations. They understand that the American people are in the head scratching phase. That's what you're seeing reflected in the polls. Depending on what poll you look at, 42, 44, 46, 47% support this criminal enterprise. It's a head scratching. See, we are a very stupid, ignorant people. Politically speaking, we're probably as ignorant as the people in the Soviet Union were ignorant of their leadership in the 60s, 70s, and 80s. That's how ignorant we are. We're just gross, and probably more so. We are grossly ignorant. Even the people in the Soviet Union, the Russians, the mothers, when the Soviet Union was involved in Afghanistan, the mothers are the ones who helped bring down Gorbachev, but who in the hell was it Brezhnev? Who was the premier during the Russian in 1979? I guess it was Brezhnev. But the mothers, as the coffins came home, as the Russian youth, not the Soviet youth, the Russian youth came home, the mothers started protesting. Another nail in the coffin of international Soviet communism. So what's going on? What's going on here? Cindy Sheehan is protesting. Gold Star Families for Peace, they're protesting. But every time I see a report, and this kills me. It just kills me. Every time I see a report of another family suffering the death of a son or a daughter, you know, I don't see them stand in front of the camera and say, the dirty sons of bitches lied to my son, lied to my daughter. The dirty, filthy pigs lied. And now my son that I raised for 19 years, I loved him. He was my boy. I remember when he first went swimming. I remember when he played baseball. I remember when he... No, you don't see that, do you? Early on in this filthy, putrid war, there was a man in Maryland who went berserk. And he said, George Bush, you killed my son. And then a few months ago, there was another man that went berserk with the Marines that came to tell him that his son had died. What did he do? He set their car on fire or something. Remember? But those protests are so few and far between. These kids are not joining up because they feel that the United States is threatened. Oh, maybe some of them are. Maybe some of them have been so brainwashed. Just suckered in. Just absolutely. All that decency that resides in young people, that idealism, that in so many times is not tempered with education or experience. It is pure idealism. And this Bush crime family just sinks its fangs into that pure, youthful idealism without which the world would have stopped a million damn years ago. And the Bush crime family sinks its fangs into this youthful idealism and sucks it dry and throws these kids, these young people, into this vicious, corrupt war. Think of those that enlisted after 9/11 to get Osama, to go fight Al-Qaeda, who believed the cover story, only to be used in Bush's war in Iraq. I sit here sometimes. I've said before, I try not to think about this stuff when I'm off duty, so to speak, you know, when I'm not in here working. I try not to think about it because I'd go insane. I'd go mad, just absolutely carpet-chewing insane. And, you know, I can't do that. I got a kid to raise. And I think about all these young men who had kids to raise who are now dead or who are going to have to raise their kids from a wheelchair or a hospital bed. son of a bitch. I don't know. It's just hard to take, isn't it? Huh? Isn't it hard to take? So tomorrow night, Bush will be out there with his lies and his deception and his platitudes. And let's count and see how many times he says the world is a better place now that Saddam has been removed from power. No, George, the world would be a better place if you would resign, if you would just go down to Texas and cut brush or something, huh?
Soldier of an angry call, soldiers on foreign soil. Well, we're not here to fight your war, 'cause we know what you're fighting for. Oh, this world is not your toy.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Ever wonder who coined the phrase, "We eliminate the middleman"? Well, one thing's pretty certain. It wasn't the middleman. And how did they eliminate him? Something fishy there. But I digress. GEICO pioneered direct-to-consumer car insurance over 65 years ago, and they've been saving smart drivers money ever since. Give them a call, and you might ask them, what did they do with the middleman?
GEICO's customer satisfaction stands at 97%. How would you rate your car insurance company? GEICO, 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
Smart pets come from smart parents. And smart parents know that a great perk of shopping at PetSmart is our absolutely unbeatable prices, guaranteed. Now save even more with the free Pet Perk Savings Card. Get yours today for instant savings on hundreds of items, like 7-pound bags of Purina One cat food, now just $6.99. That's over 25% off. Talk about a smart deal. So stop in, sign up, and save instantly with your Pet Perk Savings Card, only at PetSmart. While supplies last, see store for details and low price guarantee.
Agatha.
It's Agatha.
Okay. Sure. Thanks for coming in. Have a seat.
Whatever.
So, why don't you tell me a little bit about yourself and what you'd like to do here at GM?
Okay. First of all, I don't think outside the box. I like it in there. A lot. I won't even go near the edges. And I don't do smiling or service or teamwork. I worked on a team once, and I bit someone. It left a mark.
Right. I'm sorry. Do you even want to work here?
No, but I need a new car, something black, and I want the GM employee discount.
Well, okay. Why don't we just give you the discount then, and we'll call it a day.
Now, for the first time in history, anyone can get the GM employee discount. It's a great price. You pay what we pay, not a cent more. On 2005 cars and trucks from Chevy, Pontiac, Buick, Cadillac, GMC, Saturn, Hummer, and Saab, excluding Corvette, at participating dealers only. The GM employee discount for everyone. Event ends July 5th. Take delivery by 7505. See dealer for details.
Are you losing your hair? Dr. Gary Gordon, Chief Medical Director at the world-renowned Gordon Research Institute, describes exciting new research guaranteed to solve your hair problem.
New data released by the FDA indicates that the body chemical dihydrotestosterone, commonly known as DHT, is the leading cause of hair loss. At our institute, we studied numerous hair loss treatments and found that Folinex is the most effective solution for stimulating new hair growth in balding areas. If you want to stop DHT from causing any further hair loss, then I strongly recommend that you try Folinex now. Folinex's DHT blocker has been used successfully for over 8 years by tens of thousands of men and women. Folinex is powerful enough to regrow hair on virtually anyone, we guarantee it.
Folinex is available for a limited time at half the price of other competitors. Folinex is guaranteed to work for you. So order risk-free now by calling 800-256-8214. That's 800-256-8214. Call 800-256-8214.
Hi, I'm Pam Dauber. Are you falling behind in school or at work because you can't keep up with the huge volume of reading that's required? Do you feel like you're drowning in a sea of reading? Introducing IQ, the revolutionary reading and comprehension program. Today's world is supercharged and competitive, and the fact is, those that can process information efficiently will be the ones to get ahead. You see, the average person reads about 200 to 300 words per minute, but after only 12 easy 7-minute IQ sessions, many people move from reading 200 to 2,000 words per minute. Imagine what you could accomplish reading and comprehending at that speed. Don't let another day go by allowing your reading skills to hold you back. Call IQ today.
Call now. We'll send you the complete IQ computer program free for 30 days. That's 1-800-900-2657. You cover a nominal shipping fee, and the program is yours to use and evaluate for 30 days. Call now. 1-800-900-2657. That's 1-800-900-2657.
Got the flying monkey right blues? Here's the cure, Mike Malloy.
It's about 10 before the hour. Okay, I got an email here regarding the Soviet leadership back then. Mark in California said, I believe the Soviet leader you're thinking about was Yuri Andropov. Actually, I did a quick Google during the break there. There were three of them in that were in power. Actually, four. During the Russian or the Soviet invasion of Afghanistan. Start with Brezhnev, and then Andropov, and then Chernyenko. There were a bunch of them then in that decade. And then, of course, Gorbachev, who withdrew forces. I believe it was Gorbachev who pulled everybody out. So there were four Russian premiers. And the reason Gorbachev pulled them out is because he realized the war was unwinnable. Gorbachev realized the war was unwinnable, A. B, that he could not sustain a force large enough to totally subdue Afghanistan, and three, the descent at home was so great, along with the cost, that he had no choice, and he pulled out. But here we are, not just in Afghanistan, where we will be defeated, but in Iraq, where we already have been. And again, the United States doesn't have to be defeated. We don't have to be defeated. There's not a country on earth that we can't absolutely destroy. But you have to do it the right way. You have to go in with nuclear weapons. And just kill everything within the natural boundaries of that country, which means that you'll kill everything within thousands and thousands and thousands of mile circumference, or not circumference, but diameter of that country, because you're going to use tactical nukes, which is what the Bush administration eventually will do, unless it's brought to heel, unless it is removed from office. But that's the way you win the war. That's the only way. You cannot. Tell me, did the French win in Algeria? Somebody tell me, did the Contras win in Nicaragua? When you have a war that is an insurgent, have the Russians won in Chechnya? An insurgency cannot be defeated. Did the British win in the American Revolution? Did the British win in India? Did the French win in Vietnam? Did America win in Vietnam? Tell me. Give me an example. Anybody out there, email it to me. Where a major power defeated and maintained control when they were up against an insurgency. So what is it about this group of morons, of halfwits, of killers who are running the United States that they can't read history? Oh, we can win. We can win. I listened to Chuck Hagel, who's just peeing all over himself out in, where was he, in the Nebraska. He addressed an American Legion convention out there, talked to 200 Nebraska American Legion members, and he's criticized. He says the war in Iraq is already lost, but his solution is to increase the amount of military personnel there. You know, Hagel's got some a cred where it concerns us. This guy was wounded how many times in Vietnam? He knows. But he doesn't know enough, apparently. Did he get shot in the head? He knows what happened to the United States in Vietnam. Come on, Chuck. You're a Republican. You're about the only Republican speaking out. Say it. Say it. You came close. We can't win. It's doomed. But what is with these crazy people? You know, night after night after night, I sit here and call them killers, and they're insane and they're psychopaths, and I still get a few dribbly-ass emails and say, well, what do you mean by that? What do you mean they're crazy? Isn't crazy something that you do over and over again? You get the same result, and you keep doing it over and over again. You expect a different result? Can't these people read history? Oh, I know they don't like anything French, but you'd think they would gloat over how the Algeria and how, oh, Jesus. And what happened in Algeria when they finally had a free election? It was to become the Islamic Republic of Algeria. The Islamists won. And it was only because of U.S. and French-backed army that absolutely immediately nullified the election. And what you have in Algeria today is a military dictatorship. But insurgencies always, don't they? Email me. Give me an example of an insurgency that was defeated. There must be one or two or six, huh? Somewhere. We've had warfare. I'm talking about the 20th century. We have had 100 million, 150 million people dead as a result of war. Surely in there, there has been at least one insurgency that did not succeed. Email it to me, okay? I don't care if you use Google, Dogpatch. I don't give a damn. Just find me one. Find me one or two or three. So here sits Rumsfeld and all these Cheney and these murderous bastards who continue to throw American youth into this killing machine, who continue to destroy human life in a country that never did a damn thing to us and couldn't if they wanted to. And who's to hold them accountable? Huh? The War Crimes Tribunal on Iraq that has concluded now in Istanbul, will that hold them accountable? You know, there's a record being put together. I'm going to put up, and you can get it on your own. Go get it on your own. The War Crimes Tribunal on Iraq. Find it. Download it. Save it. The conclusions. So that you'll be able to tell your sons and daughters, the little babies right now, or your grandchildren, you know, save it. Before it goes down the memory hole, before we are told and your kids are told, and it becomes fact that Saddam Hussein attacked the United States on September 11, 2001. Save that. Download it. Save it. Save it. Okay? Okay. Your phone calls when we come back. I'm Mike Malloy.
Malloy on Air America Radio.
How much would you pay to have a fresh, blistering exposé of the frauds, follies, and felonies of George W. Bush and company delivered to your mailbox every week? You say you'd pay nothing? Well, that's perfect, because that's our offer exactly. The Nation magazine will send you 4 weeks of America's hottest, widest-read journal of opinion absolutely free. Nobody, not Murdoch, not Time Warner, nobody owns the Nation, so nobody stops the Nation from printing the truth. Go to readthenation.com or call 800-999-6863 and accept 4 issues free. After 4 weeks, you can bail out. Just write cancel on our invoice, but I predict you'll be addicted. And delighted to sign up for 24 weeks at $13.95. That's just 58 cents a week. The Nation, risk-free at readthenation.com or call 800-999-6863. ReadTheNation.com or call 800-999-6863 and accept 4 issues free. The Nation.
I'm going to give you a secret, something that will save you time and money. Web conferencing with GoToMeeting. With GoToMeeting, you can hold your meetings online, so you don't ever have to leave your office. So, while driving your sales up, your travel costs are going down. Schedule a meeting in advance or on the fly, and during your conference call, everyone logs on and they see your computer desktop on their computer screen. Present, demonstrate, and collaborate, just like you're all in the same room. With GoToMeeting, you'll get more done more efficiently. Unlike other providers, GoToMeeting is affordable. For one low monthly rate, meet as often as you want. Air America listeners can try GoToMeeting free for 30 full days. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com, click on the radio microphone, and use promo code America. That's gotomeeting.com, Radio Microphone, promo America for this special offer. Try GoToMeeting free today.
Air America Radio News, I'm Jeff Weiser. One of the world's richest people has died. Walmart says John Walton was killed in a plane crash on Monday. He was the second son of the company's founder, Sam Walton. Walmart said John Walton died when the ultralight plane he was piloting went down shortly after takeoff from Jackson Hole Airport in Wyoming's Grand Teton National Park. The company says the cause of the crash is not known at this time. Forbes magazine ranks Walton as the 11th richest person in the world. Seeking to ease growing public concerns about the ongoing conflict in Iraq, President Bush will address the nation later tonight. In a news briefing, White House spokesman Scott McClellan acknowledged public anxiety and said the president will spell out a strategy for success.
He will talk in a very specific way about the way forward. There is a clear path to victory. It is a two-track strategy. There's the military and political track.
Bush will make his speech in front of U.S. troops at Fort Bragg, North Carolina, at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. More than 1,700 U.S. troops have been killed in Iraq since Saddam Hussein was overthrown in 2003. Nearly 13,000 American troops have been injured. A Chinese company wants to buy Los Angeles-based Unocal Oil Company for more than $18 billion. And a UCLA economist says he doesn't see it as a move on China's part to dominate the world oil market. Senior economist Michael Bazdarek says the Chinese are looking for the best way to invest the $200 billion the U.S. spends on Chinese products, and Unocal is just the first of many possible acquisitions.
Again, it's not just Unocal, it's also Maytag, and who knows, they might be buying a car company or car parts, or who knows.
He says the current trade deficit indicates the Chinese would rather buy U.S. assets instead of U.S. goods. Oil prices reached record levels Monday. A barrel of crude rose to nearly $61 before settling to $60.54. Analysts say the high prices have yet to put a dent in oil consumption. They also say the election of a hardliner as Iran's new president is shedding uncertainty on the international oil markets. Pennsylvania residents may soon be able to buy beer by the case on Sundays. Four state legislators are pushing a bill that would allow beer distributors to open from noon to 5 p.m. on Sundays for a $100 annual fee. Senator Sean Logan of Allegheny County supports the legislation, saying current laws have become archaic.
A tavern could be open on Sunday, a restaurant can be open on Sunday, you can go to the Pirates game or the Phillies game, but beer distributors are mandated by the state to be closed four Sundays out of the month. It's like saying beauty shops can be open and barber shops can't be open.
You're listening to Air America Radio News. I'm Jeff Weiser.
Do you want to get out of debt and get on with your life? Then let the agencies offering Care One Credit Counseling Services help you. Do you have $4,000, $6,000, $10,000 in credit card bills? Have you been on the receiving end of even one collection call? Well, learn how you can put an end to those calls and get out of debt and get on with your life. Call Care One Credit Counseling Services today. Here's the number. 800-297-3019. 800-297-3019. With just one phone call, find out how you can lower your monthly payment and pay off your debt in full quicker. Some of our customers save up to 57% on their payments every month. The credit counseling agencies that give you Care One service are nonprofit. They work with voluntary contributions. So call now for your free consultation and debt analysis. 800-297-3019. 800-297-3019. That's 800-297-3019.
Do you have a personal injury case and need money now? Have you been turned down by family, friends, and banks? Are you out of options for the money you need? If so, Whitehaven Funding can help. If you need money now and can't wait for your case to settle, call Whitehaven Funding at 1-800-559-6805. In exchange for an interest in your pending case, Whitehaven Funding advances money to injured victims who need money now. The money provided can help with foreclosure, bankruptcy, and eviction. Or you can use the money any way you need. Call 1-800-559-6805 for details. If your case is not successful, you keep the money and don't have to pay them back. That's right. If you lose your case, you keep the money and don't have to pay them back. Just call 1-800-559-6805. Again, if you have a pending personal injury claim and have no place else to turn for the money, call Whitehaven Funding at 1-800-559-6805. Call today.
But, Dad...
Tyler, we've been over this three times. There'll be no adults at Ed's house Friday night. No party for you.
But the whole class is invited.
Making sure an adult's there isn't easy. But if you don't, your kid's more likely to do drugs.
You are so stubborn.
Well, now you know where you got it from.
Do it. It'll always be worth it. Parents, the anti-drug. To learn more, call 1-800-788-2800 or visit theantidrug.com. Sponsored by the ONDCP and the Partnership for Drug-Free America.
The Al Franken Show.
Hi, this is Al Franken, and when it heats up outside, I like to cool off by obsessively making lists. For instance, Tuesday's show will feature an increasing order of funniness. Broadcast legend Walter Cronkite, PBS newsman Bill Moyers, Boston Globe columnist Tom Oliphant, funny man Tom Davis, and anti-poverty crusader Romilly Greenhill. Tuesday on the Al Franken Show.
It's about 6 and a half past the hour. In just a moment, we're going to be joined by Brother Sky Blue, who's called in from Memphis, in a moment. I hope his cell phone bill is paid up or the battery is charged or whatever. A lot of you have responded to the question I put out there about insurgencies that were not successful. I listed a bunch that were. The quickest one that a lot of people responded about was the Native American insurgency against the Europeans. That was one that was not successful, for sure. Somebody else said the Palestinians. Well, that one's not over yet. And the British putting down insurgencies in Malaysia and the Dutch in the East Indies. And I have to plead ignorant there. The qualifier I put was the 20th century. I don't know if those insurgencies were in the 20th century. If they were in the 19th century, it doesn't count, right? You know what I'm saying. But I think what you are showing me in your emails here is how infrequently, if you take what happened to Native Americans out of the mix, how infrequently an insurgency can be defeated. Now, the other qualifier that I didn't add was it has to be an outside invader that comes in. In so many of these instances, like somebody pointed out Egypt, there have been nationalist movements within Egypt that were slanted toward Islamism, if that's a word, brutally put down by the Egyptian governments as they try to remain secular, going all the way back to Nasser. But I'm not talking about homegrown insurgencies where homegrown militaries put them down. I'm talking about an invader. But anyway, enough of that. As usual, you folks are great. I toss out something like that, and it's amazing how quickly the answers come back. Brother Sky Blue is a street preacher in Memphis. He joins us from that city. Right away in the tongues, huh, Brother Sky?
Hey, Mike, I got to get along down here on the main streets of Memphis, man, with the brothers. You know, I love Brother T.D. Jakes. He's one of the few Christian preachers that I listen to their sermons on the cable TV. These fundamentalists, they got their Ten Commandments. Yeah, they shall not kill. They kill people's minds. I don't know if you're, I think I recommend to Kathy, she might already see it, the movie called The Rapture starring Mimi Rogers. Uh-huh. It's a good example of the insanity that this phony fundamentalist Christianity can lead to intelligent young person. This Billy Graham crusade this weekend, overrated by the media. You know, I thought he'd had a farewell crusade before, like, Pat Robertson. Yeah, I thought he retired about 5 years ago, but he's still on there with Cincinnati. Boy, they were on you media liberals last week on Hal Lindsey. He was on that TVN talking, comparing you liberal talk radio people to Tokyo Rose.
Sure, sure.
Axis Annie saying, yeah, y'all should be convicted of sedition, you know, sentenced to prison and stuff. Yeah, they come to Jesus, come to Jesus. Yeah, they get them born again, and then they leave them to starve like all these babies they make be born. They won't feed. They can't give them enough intellectual nourishment. I got a Bible verse, Mike. I feel real privileged. I know I'm the only person in the world you get away with quoting a Bible verse.
Go ahead.
Matthew 23:15. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, you hypocrites, for you compass sea and land to make one price to light. And I might add, and use the satellite dishes too. And when he is made, you make him twofold more the child of hell than you yourself. You know, yeah, they say, yeah, Billy Graham, these people, they get them born again. They say, well, now find yourself a good Bible-based church like where Jim Jones was a Bible-based temple. Yeah. That was a Bible-based.
Amen.
Yeah, you know, maybe this Joel Osteen, this darling of these evangelicals down in the Compact Center at Houston, he got 16,000 seats, you know.
Amen.
Yeah, his basic sermon is, be happy, don't worry, slaves, obey your masters, you know.
Right. What? Hello? See you next time, Brother Sky. Oh, God. It's like, you know, I always get the impression when Brother Sky calls in, he talks so long, and then a thunderbolt, a lightning bolt, just zaps him. But Brother Sky is not of this time and this place. So it's like that scene in Greaser's Palace where Greaser's son keeps saying, Dad, don't kill me again. Don't kill me again. And Dad shoots him and kills him again. What was the kid's name? Lamey Homo, right? Don't shoot me, Dad. I don't want to get dead. Bam, 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 bam. Right? It's the same thing here with Brother Sky. He'll be talking with us. It's not that he doesn't pay his cell phone bill. It's not that the batteries run out. It's just that he gets zapped. And he falls dead. But he comes back. He just keeps coming back. Just like Greaser's son. Have you all ever seen that? You've never seen Greaser's Palace? Oh, my God. Go to your nearest independent video store and rent it. Robert Downey directed it. The Robert Downey. Robert Downey Jr.'s father. Back in the 70s. Go get it. Greaser's Palace. When you see this movie, you will freak. You will just go out of your mind. It's one of the funniest things I've ever seen. Greaser's Palace. Somebody email me. Tell me you've seen it. Tell me that Kathy and I and my good friend Jack and a few other people are not the only ones who've ever seen Greaser's Palace. Okay? Please tell me that. Mary Lynn is calling from Providence, Rhode Island. Mary Lynn, welcome. Is it Mary Lynn or Marilyn?
It's Marilyn.
Marilyn. Hi, yeah. Marilyn.
Hi, Mike. I love your program. I listen to it all the time.
Thank you.
You know, have you ever read the book Entertaining Us to Death, I think it is, Neil Postman? Regarding television?
Yeah.
Yeah. I have a theory that I actually believe that television keeps people numb and keeps their brains so that they can't see reality.
Yeah, it's designed, you know, I've said this before, and it's not my original thought. I read it. That television is designed to, for one purpose, to make us forget.
Yes, absolutely.
That's all it is.
Yeah, and I truly believe that because I had taken a couple of holistic psych classes, and I had found out that 85% of the population is dysfunctional. I mean, and when you live in the street, you go out in the street, you deal with people, you see it all around you. It's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And when you try to make sense with people and you try to, you know, see where they're coming from and try to make sense of the world and what's going on and to see if they see the same things that you see that are so obvious. And it's amazing how it goes right over most people's heads.
Yeah, yeah.
It really does.
And that's where American media is so effective to make sure that Absolutely. This goes right over everybody's head.
Exactly, yeah. I can't even put it on for 10 minutes in my house because I can't afford cable anyway, but even if I were to put on the TV to watch any kind of a program, the lies are just so blatant.
Oh, it's, yeah. Well,
and the distortion of the truth, the distortion of reality, it's amazing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It really is. But when you were asking last week about why people don't take to the streets, I think if you see, like if you're living in the city or you ever cross, you know, come into the city and you see how cities are in chaos,
mm-hmm.
they really are. There's children dying, there's people, kids being shot up with guns. The economic system is a complete bust. I really believe we're being lied to about the economic system. I believe we're in a depression.
For a lot of people, that's very true. You know, the so-called unemployment numbers are supposed to be 5.1 or 5.2%, and that doesn't include this group. It doesn't include that group. It doesn't include these people over here.
Hasn't been collecting for the past however many years.
Yeah, and the people who are working, does anybody stop and consider the pay of the average middle-class job or working-class job
exactly.
Compared today to what it was 5 years ago? Hey, Marilyn, I have to leave you there. Thanks for checking in.
Thank you.
I appreciate it.
Bye.
You have a nice evening. Quick break, folks. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
When it comes to dieting, do you need a helping hand? Hi, I'm Kelly Lockwood, the creator of H57 Hoodia. I developed H57 with the purest Hoodia Gordoni from South Africa to help millions of Americans eat less and lose weight. H57 South African Hoodia has been featured on 60 Minutes and newspapers all over the globe. Unfortunately, the positive press about H57's amazing hunger-reducing properties have spawned dozens of imitators selling so-called pure Hoodia products. Don't fall for these imitators. I believe in H57. Now I want to make a believer out of you. If you don't lose weight in 30 days with my H57 Hoodia, I'll give you 157% of your money back. That's right, you heard right. 157% on every bottle you use. Become an H57 success story. Call now for details on this unprecedented offer.
Call right now, 800-571-0216. That's 1-800-571-0216. Certain terms and conditions do apply. So call 800-571-0216 for more details.
I was using my computer like I always did, just minding my own business, when it began acting weird. It crashed a couple of times, but seemed to reboot okay. Then it began slowing down. Documents and spreadsheets took forever to open, and the internet became the worldwide wait. But I remembered hearing an ad for stop signs, so I called them, downloaded their scanner, and found out that I had two viruses and a bunch of spyware, including a program that was sending my personal information to complete strangers. I got stop sign, and in just minutes, it destroyed the viruses, removed all the spyware, and now it watches my computer for new threats. Plus, my machine is blazing fast, just like the day I got it. If your computer's acting weird, slowing down, or crashing, do what I did. Call stop sign and get protected. Protect your PC with stop sign. The one-call solution. Call 1-800-243-1483. That's 1-800-243-1483. Call Stop Sign right now. 1-800-243-1483.
How do you feel when you pull up to the gas pump, fill up your car? I'm Patrick T. Parker from Barclay Financial. The real estate market's been going through the roof. Auto sales are brisk, and they say there isn't inflation. Commodity prices are on the rise due to not only demand from the U.S., but India, China, the Pacific Rim. In fact, we're seeing global economic expansion. Do you know how to take advantage of rising or falling interest rates? Do you know how to take advantage of price movements in items like copper for housing and auto industries, grains, cotton, interest rates, and more? Are you aware that the dollar value of exchange-traded commodities exceeds that of the American and New York stock exchanges combined daily? The commodities markets are a mystery to most people and involve substantial risk of loss. In fact, people can and do lose money trading commodities. Inflation is on the rise, and that creates opportunity in today's commodities market. Find out about options for your future by calling Barclay Financial right now at 1-800-774-7007. That's 1-800-774-7007. The call is free, the information is free, but the knowledge could be priceless. Barclay Financial, mystery solved.
Are you tired of mortgage, car, and credit card payments? What if I told you that you could eliminate all of your debt, including your mortgage, in 9 years or less? You probably wouldn't believe me, and I wouldn't have believed it either, until I met financial advisor Howard Ruff, author of The Truth, What Debt Reduction Companies Don't Want You to Know. He recommends No More Mortgage as the ideal solution for elimination of your debts. They took my 30-year mortgage, my car loans, my IRS debt, and my credit card bills, and consolidated them into a custom plan just for me. I'll be completely out of debt in under 8 years, and it didn't cost me one penny more than what I was already paying. This is the real deal. Call them now.
800-401-9418. No More Mortgage is not a debt consolidation company. They eliminate debt. If you're a homeowner and have $10,000 or more in non-mortgage debt, call now. 800-401-9418. 800-401-9418.
Hey, Truth Seekers, it's time for your humble and obedient servant, more of Mike Malone.
I would not run from the Holocaust. I would not run from the bomb. I'd welcome the chance to meet my maker and fly into the sun. Fly into the sun. Fly into the sun. I'd break up into a million pieces and fly into the sun.
21 past the hour. Tom is calling from Phoenix, Arizona. Tom, welcome to the program. Thanks for holding on. Hey, Tom.
Hi, you there?
Yes.
Yeah, thought I'd call and say that I appreciate the way you articulate my anger and the way you communicate. And what was his name? Brother Sky? That was great, too.
Yeah, Brother Sky Blue. He every time he calls the program, he dies, and his phone goes dead, as well as his body. Everything goes dead. But he resurrects. It's the most amazing thing. He's a Memphis, Tennessee street preacher.
All right.
And he's got this weird relationship with the omniscient eye.
Yeah.
And,
listen, Mike.
Yeah.
Let me change the subject here a little to something more serious.
Sure.
You know, I surf the web a lot.
Yeah.
A lot of different places and stuff. I came across an article about 6 weeks ago that mentioned that a baby, an infant, had been born in the United States to a woman who had birth defects.
Right.
And they determined, the doctors and so forth, that the father had been in Iraq, made two tours there or something, back and forth, and that the birth defects were caused by something you mentioned earlier.
Depleted uranium.
Depleted uranium.
Right.
Now, I am just learning about all this stuff.
This is
becoming enlightened about this.
This is what I strongly recommend, Tom.
Yeah.
I've been talking about depleted uranium since it was used in the first Gulf War in 1991, and then
now, this is radioactive material inside of what is a regular bomb.
No, depleted uranium is one of the strongest substances on Earth. It's used as shell casings because it will penetrate tanks. It will penetrate steel buildings. It's been used. It was used in 1991. As far as I know, that was the first use of it by the United States. It was used by Clinton in the NATO war against Yugoslavia. And it's been and it completely polluted Central Europe, the results of which will be felt for generations. And now it's being used in Iraq. It's been used without let-up in Iraq since 1991 because even after the active hostilities stopped, we maintained the so-called no-fly zone, and we constantly were bombing and strafing Iraq. Now it's used in small arms fire. It's used not just in bombs, not just in artillery shells. It's also used in 50 caliber machine gun bullets. It's used in all sorts of things. So, yes, the what people need to do, and I swear this needs to be done, you need to go to any good search engine and just type in depleted uranium and read and study. You will get hundreds of thousands of hits. And read and study what this stuff is, because it is killing unborn American children. It is killing unborn children all over Central Europe and the Middle East. It is also killing children who are alive. The leukemia rates of youngsters in Iraq tripled and then tripled again during the aftermath of the first Gulf War. This stuff has a half-life, I think, a quarter of a billion years, because it's do the research. It's horrifying. It's just horrifying.
And all a child would have to do is just play near it.
Yeah, it's in the water, it's in the dust. And when you consider the Middle East, where these dust storms occur, where the depleted uranium that has entered into just the top layer of dust, and the dust gets sucked up and blown across the Mediterranean, winds up in Spain, winds up in France, winds up in Italy. There's no escaping this stuff, and it's the most horrifying substance ever put into weapons, as far as I'm concerned. And we're using it, and we're giving birth ourselves now, and have been for the past decade of horribly deformed children. The kids in Iraq, there's report after report after report by the global health agencies, World Health Organization, even CDC, of children born in Iraq without heads. Do you hear me?
Yeah.
Children without heads. Without vital organs. It's just horrible. I'm in a way I'm glad you found it, Tom. Keep studying it, okay? I've got to go. Thanks for your call. I appreciate you checking in. If you don't know about depleted uranium, Truth Seeker, you need to have more nightmares than you're already having. So do the research, okay? Please.
Lord, as empty as a bottle of whiskey in my shaking hand. There's gonna be peace in the valley tomorrow. 'Cause tonight we're gonna blow it all away.
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
When it comes to dieting, do you need a helping hand? Hi, I'm Kelly Lockwood, the creator of H57 Hoodia. I developed H57 with the purest Hoodia Gordoni from South Africa to help millions of Americans eat less and lose weight. H57 South African Hoodia has been featured on 60 Minutes and newspapers all over the globe. Unfortunately, the positive press about H57's amazing hunger-reducing properties have spawned dozens of imitators selling so-called pure Hoodia products. Don't fall for these imitators. I believe in H57. Now I want to make a believer out of you. If you don't lose weight in 30 days with my H57 Hoodia, I'll give you 157% of your money back. That's right, you heard right. 157% on every bottle you use. Become an H57 success story. Call now for details on this unprecedented offer.
Call right now, 800-571-0216. That's 1-800-571-0216. Certain terms and conditions do apply.
apply, so call 800-571-0216 for more details.
If you're one of the 40 million without health insurance that are worried about health care, then you should know about Qualified Health. Qualified Health is a nationwide medical savings program that covers you and your family for less than $3 a day. Everyone qualifies regardless of pre-existing conditions. As a member, your bills will be a fraction of what they might have been. You will save on doctor visits, surgery, hospital stays, dental, vision, lab work, prescriptions, and have access to one of the largest healthcare networks in the country. To learn more about how you can save hundreds, if not thousands of dollars on your healthcare every year, call for your free brochure.
1-800-414-7112. That's 1-800-414-7112.
Or on the web at www.qhealth.com. Qualified Health membership is satisfaction guaranteed, and you may cancel at any time. $3 a day is a small price to pay for peace of mind. So if you don't have health insurance or are underinsured, call Qualified Health today.
1-800-414-7112.
No. No, you may not hang at the park. Yes, even if all your friends are there. Go to Mrs. Feldman's till I'm home from work.
Keeping tabs on your kid after school isn't easy.
Yes, tomorrow too.
But if you don't, she's more likely to do drugs.
No, I am not easier on your brother.
Do it. It'll always be worth it. Parents, the anti-drug. To learn more, call 1-800-788-2800 or visit theantidrug.com.
Paid for by Office of National Drug Control Policy.
There's a hot new technology that will transform your TV. A TV expansion system that reads your movements. Zavix Interactive Technology is here. Get off the couch and into your games. There's Zavix Tennis, Zavix Bowling, and Zavix Baseball. Perfect for the whole family. Roll an actual bowling ball, work up a sweat playing tennis, or swing an actual baseball bat. Zavix senses the speed and direction of your motion. The results are up to you. Go to xavix.com for details. And now, get a $30 mail-in rebate when you buy the Zavix port in one game. Zavix Games. Get off the couch and into the action.
Thank you for calling to learn more about the See Clearly method.
What's the catch?
Excuse me?
The catch. Your radio commercial said you can improve my eyesight so I won't be dependent on my glasses and contacts. There has to be a catch.
No catch, sir. Our optometrists believe that you can indeed better your vision with the See Clearly method.
It's surgery, right? Expensive surgery?
No, no surgery, no drugs, no catches. The See Clearly method is a revolutionary approach to better vision that doesn't require drugs or surgery. Oh, but there is one thing I forgot to mention.
I knew it. A catch.
I can give you a free video that will tell you all about it.
A free video. Hey, wait a minute. That's a good thing.
We know it sounds unbelievable, but the See Clearly method can improve bad vision naturally without drugs or surgery. See for yourself by calling for a free video to preview the See Clearly method. Call 1-800-774-1683. Call now before you get sidetracked and forget. Your vision is too important. For your free video, call 1-800-774-1683. That's 1-800-774-1683.
If you're a business owner like me, whether you own a small shop or a large corporation, when it comes to building a new facility, you know it. The process can be overwhelming. And if you're concerned about getting the building you need on a limited budget, you call Anthem Steel for a pre-engineered steel building. Look around and you'll see that more and more businesses, churches, and schools are using steel buildings to save time and money. For as little as $17,000, you can buy a 40 by 60 foot building from Anthem Steel. Anthem Steel has a high quality solution for almost any size building you need. Churches, schools, or gymnasiums. So call us right now for a free quote. 800-708-3095. 800-708-3095. Even for manufacturing, warehousing, or retail buildings, you know it. You can call Anthem Steel right now for a free quote. 800-708-3095. 800-708-3095.
Head driving to Valero. Gotta fill her up fast. I fill my tank to the brim with performance gas. Head driving to Valero. Turn for the better.
Vroom, vroom, vroom.
You're driving to Valero for all the vroom you need.
Get more vroom for your buck. Valero. Value, variety, vroom.
The Maturity Report.
Why aren't there more journalists who want to make a name for themselves by bringing actual truth, a la Woodward and Bernstein?
Janine Garofalo and Sam Cedar.
Why wouldn't there be somebody who would want to make...
You need an editor to back you. You know. You need a...
Deep-throated.
Well, no, but you need somebody to print it for you. I think the mainstream media, to the extent that they have any will to do that, they're afraid to challenge.
The Majority Report on Air America Radio.
Border to border and coast to coast, the Mike Malloy Show. All substance, no abuse.
26 before the hour, Ronaldo sent me an email here. Apparently, the Downing Street memo story is going to be on the front page of tomorrow. That would be Tuesday's Washington Post. Thanks, Ronaldo. He sent me the story itself. I don't have time to read it now, but I'll be curious to see if how truthful it is. You can get this right now. Go to WashingtonPost.com and just use their on-site search engine and find it. It says, From Memos, Insights into Allies' Doubts on Iraq War. It's by Glenn Frankel. So thanks for sending that to me, Ronaldo. All right, where were we? Do we have somebody on hold? We did not. Thank God for that, right? Mike is calling from Texas. Mike, welcome to the program.
Hey, good evening, Mike.
Hey, how are you?
All right. You know, but I'm afraid we're fighting the wrong fight here. And I think the fascism, totalitarianism, whatever it is, it already has a hold of us.
I think you're right.
Let me give you this supposition. If we as a people or civilization or the human race allows a military of our caliber to run amok without any civilian supervision, or if that civilian supervision is so corrupt as we know that they are, then, I mean, we're fighting the wrong fight if we're going to try to stop that. We need to fight the fight that says, get us out of there, you know? I don't know. We know the media's not going to bring this to our attention.
Right.
They're already in on that take. I mean, I can prove it, right? Give me an Etch-a-Sketch, a napkin.
Yeah. Sure.
But, I think, like Sun Tzu, we got to understand where we are and battle and push forward. And thanks again, Mike, for all you do.
Well, I appreciate you checking in, Mike. Thanks a lot for your comments. Of course he's right. Eric is calling from somewhere in California. Eric, welcome to the program.
How's it going, Mike?
Hey, it's going. How are you, sir?
Oh, not too bad. First-time caller.
Welcome aboard.
I wanted to call and talk to you about something that is being overlooked and has been overlooked for quite some time. It's the United States Merchant Marine.
Uh-huh.
It's a valid federal and military service. I went to Kings Point. It's the United States Merchant Marine Academy in New York. It's a sister academy to West Point in Annapolis.
Right.
I don't know if you've heard the news. I'm sure you have. I think you just had it on your news about UNICAL.
Yes.
And being sold off possibly to the Chinese.
Yes.
We've been, and Secretary John Snow, who's Secretary of the Treasury, and also Andrew Carter, who's Chief of Staff for this President Bush, who was Secretary of Transportation for former President Bush.
Right.
They're deeply involved in a lot of this. They've actually been selling off our United States Merchant Marine to foreign countries, just like I believe even President Clinton tried to do this with Long Beach Naval Shipyard. They've been selling off, and that's part of the thing about the base closures.
Mm-hmm.
They want to privatize these bases and that land and spin it off and give it into the hands of, certain private parties.
Well, hold on just a second. Yeah, I remember the Clinton thing with Long Beach. What is being sold or attempting to be sold now from the Merchant Marine? Are you talking about ships?
Yeah, this has been going on for a while. It's actually several decades. John Snow used to be president and CEO of CSX Rail and Shipping Company.
Right.
And people have been throwing out the whole thing about robber barons and all this, and, it's basically what these guys are. They have their ties not only into oil, but rail and shipping, and even unions. President Bush has a strong knowledge of unions from his experience with, the Rangers or whatever?
Yeah, Texas Rangers,
Rangers. They're using all that knowledge and access to take enormous public trust that are, like, the United States Merchant Marine what our American flag commercial vessels are. They're similar to the railroads.
Mm-hmm.
I would say that the railroads are an extension of, or the Merchant Marine is an extension of the railroads, but actually our Merchant Marine was around much longer than, you know, the railroads.
Right. Isn't this why we went to war? In that's where the Marine hymn comes from the halls of Montezuma.
Yeah, exactly.
to the shores of Tripoli. Right.
Got it. And that's why we actually built a large foreign fleet, navy, deepwater navy, was to go over there and
protect our merchant ships.
You got it. And See, that's what's the problem with a lot of the policy that's going on, is that they're using. The United States has been outsourcing the United States Merchant Marine and selling our vessels off to foreign interests now for the last couple of decades. We're now ranked down, you know, pretty far as maritime powers around the world as far as our merchant fleet. And what these are basically floating U.S. embassies that extend our trade routes and our international rights of way overseas and extend our borders with valid federal officers embedded on board to protect commerce, trade, transportation, and extend our hand and our protections overseas and abroad, and to have that cargo in our custody for the longest period of time.
Mm-hmm.
And this goes to issues of weapons of mass destruction, something like the Exxon Valdez happening intentionally in San Francisco, but, you know, under a foreign flag or even a American flag or whatever. And that's why... it's such a highly regulated and has always been a highly regulated industry. We work on things that are called shipping articles.
Mm-hmm.
They're articles of agreement with the United States, and we as federal officers on board are akin to U.S. ambassadors. They're actually using the Department of Homeland Security and U.S. Coast Guard as a counter labor or counter strike force to go after officers in the United States Merchant Marine. Although we're a separate and distinct federal service with our own federal service academy, just like the Coast Guard has their own, they're using them to attack us like you would not believe.
All right, Eric, let me. I'm going to have to move on. I need to know where people can get information about what you're talking about. Because here's something else. I'm totally oblivious about this. I have no idea. I mean, everything you're telling me. I even forgot the Clinton Long Beach, California thing until you just brought it up. But where do people go to get information?
I've got a couple of websites that have been set up, and if you go to www.martiallaw911.com.
Martial Law, as in MARTIAL, martiallaw.com?
Two L's, right?
Wait a minute.
LAW911.com.
All right. Say it again. MARSHALL?
No. MARTIALLAW911.com.
MartialLaw911.com. Okay.
Right.
What's another website?
There's also a www.rbnlive.com. It's another network similar to yours that's trying to get out some of the truth about what's going on. And they've actually posted part of the story and some of the information that I have, but I've been fighting, you know.
Do you have your own website where you put out this?
That's the one, the Martial Law, yeah.
Okay. All right.
The United States of America, Department of Homeland Security, Department of Transportation, and U.S. Coast Guard pulled me out of civil court and prosecuted me for my civil complaints.
Oh, great. That's just wonderful. All right, listen. It's martiallaw911.com.
Right.
All right, a lot of
that'll
folks.
There'll be a link, and there's some information there, and if people want to get a hold of me or start digging into this. Real quick, 97% of all the cargo coming into the United States now is carried on foreign flag. About 1% of that is actually inspected.
Yeah.
Look into things like C code and also Sea Launch, which Boeing is connected to, and integrated Coast Guard systems, and you'll start to see some of the stuff that's going on that is very serious.
All right, Eric, thanks. You've opened up another can of... Thank you. Thanks, Eric. I appreciate it. Check it out. Everybody check it out. MartialLaw.com. Good God. Write it down, Kathy. I know what I'll be doing tomorrow afternoon now. Chris is calling from Louisville, Kentucky. Chris, welcome to the program.
It's Louisville, Texas, actually.
Oh, I'm sorry. My bad. It's right up here on the screen. Louisville, Texas.
No problem. Just wanted to call real quick. One thing I wanted to mention, the gentleman that called earlier speaking about depleted uranium,
right.
I wanted to mention a resource on that, the new nuclear danger, George Bush's military-industrial complex,
uh-huh.
by Dr. Helen Caldicott.
Yeah.
Just a wealth of information about depleted uranium and other dangers of nuclear power and weapon production.
All right.
The thing I wanted to call and talk about real quick, Mike, was the list of the 10 most dangerous, list of the 10 most harmful books by the conservative magazine Human Events.
I saw this list the other day, and I wanted to mention on the air, didn't. Go ahead if you got it in front of you.
Yeah, I got it right in front of me. Ronald Reagan, I think, used to slop his Alzheimer's drool over this weekly here, Human Events. The number one book is Communist Manifesto. That's the most dangerous. Of course, the commies, we know what danger they have
right.
done to us.
Right.
Really, really.
Mm-hmm.
And number two, we'll throw out and give that one to the Republicans because they use it as a manual right now, Mein Kampf.
Mein Kampf.
Yes. Number three, quotations from Chairman Mao.
Uh-huh.
Another deadly communist text there. Number four, the Kinsey Report from 48.
Ooh.
On human sexual behavior behavior in the male. Number five, two things that are very dangerous to Republicans, Democracy and Education.
Mm-hmm.
By John Dewey.
John Dewey, a real commie. Yeah.
Yeah, real threat to our way of life, right?
Right.
Number six, Das Kapital, Karl Marx.
Careful of that one. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, my God, we might start thinking about the human race if we start reading that.
Yeah.
The Feminine Mystique by Betty Friedman.
Terrible book.
I got to read that one, too. I need to know more about that.
Number eight.
Number eight is the Introduction to Positive Philosophy.
No positive philosophy. Go to the Bible. Number nine.
That's Beyond Good and Evil by Friedrich Nietzsche.
Oh, my God. And number ten.
Number ten is The General Theory of Employment, Interest, and Money. My God, how could we know about anything like that?
Chris, I have to leave it there. Thank you, Chris. Louisville, Texas. The 10 most subversive books in the history of something.
You must get in the shelter. I will tell you what is moral than what just as I want, as I will, as I can.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
I'm a woman. I like things like movies with dialogue and sweater sets. I like hot cocoa on a rainy day. I like the word cocoa. But most of all, I like my big fat hog. Which is why I have Geico Motorcycle Insurance. Geico covers most kinds of bikes and has money-saving discounts. Geico. That's nice.
For a free rate quote on motorcycle insurance, visit geico.com or call 1-800-44-CYCLE. Geico Motorcycle Insurance. Let's ride.
I'm a reporter, and when a story breaks, I have to do my job, even when I'm congested from my worst allergies. Fortunately, I found Claritin V. Now, I'm Claritin Clear.
25 seconds, Tom.
Claritin V gives me non-drowsy, long-lasting relief from even my worst allergy symptoms, like congestion and sinus pressure. Nothing is stronger or faster than Claritin V. It takes on my worst symptoms and leaves me clear.
5 seconds.
Get tough on your toughest allergy symptoms. Live Claritin Clear.
Use as directed. Comparisons are among oral OTC allergy products.
In the game of life, what's in your credit report can make all the difference in the world.
The Smith family going for a home loan. The referees are reviewing their credit report.
Wouldn't you like to know what's in your credit report before you apply for credit? Now you can. Log on to freecreditreport.com and get your credit report instantly online for free.
Upon further review, the loan is approved.
Be prepared for the biggest games of your life. Log on to freecreditreport.com. That's freecreditreport.com.
If you could cut your mortgage payment by 45%, would that make a difference to you? If you're like most people, it can make a difference of hundreds of dollars a month and thousands of dollars a year. That's why the home loan experts at Quicken Loans created the revolutionary new Smart Choice interest-only loan. It's the flexible mortgage that can lower your payment up to 45%. Homeowners nationwide are calling Quicken Loans at 800-396-9711 to discover the difference for themselves. If you have a mortgage you can't afford not to call, you could see a dramatic drop in your payment even if you've recently refinanced. Call 800-396-9711 now to see how Quicken Loans can lower your house payment up to 45%. Quicken Loans is an equal housing lender. State licensing information available on request. In today's economy, you can't afford to wait. See the difference Quicken Loans can make for you. Call Quicken Loans, America's home loan experts, now. 800-396-9711. 800-396-9711. That's 800-396-9711.
Hi, I'm Pam Dauber. Are you falling behind in school or at work because you can't keep up with the huge volume of reading that's required? Do you feel like you're drowning in a sea of reading? Introducing IQ, the revolutionary reading and comprehension program. Today's world is supercharged and competitive, and the fact is, those that can process information efficiently will be the ones to get ahead. You see, the average person reads about 200 to 300 words per minute, but after only 12 easy 7-minute IQ sessions, many people move from reading 200 to 2,000 words per minute. Imagine what you could accomplish reading and comprehending at that speed. Don't let another day go by allowing your reading skills to hold you back. Call IQ today.
Call now. We'll send you the complete IQ computer program free for 30 days. That's 1-800-900-2657. You cover a nominal shipping fee, and the program is yours to use and evaluate for 30 days. Call now. 1-800-900-2657. That's 1-800-900-2657.
Would you like to look and feel 10 years younger in 10 weeks? Ultimate HGH is clinically proven in a double-blind study to help you look and feel younger. We're so confident that Ultimate HGH works that you can try it free. That's right, free. So call now for your free 30-day trial of Ultimate HGH and turn back the clock. Just pay shipping and handling. Call now, 800-337-0447. 800-337-0447. 800-337-0447.
Feeling left out by right-wing talk radio? You found a home with Mike Malloy.
I think I had the button pushed. I don't think anybody could hear that. Credit, where credit is due. Program engineered in New York City tonight by Matt Ianni, who's sitting in for Jason, sitting in for Colin Tipton. Also in New York, Jason Isaac and David Fizikas. Thanks, guys. Chris in Minnesota, Ben at WhiteRoseSociety.org, Mark Marshall, who's our webmaster, Jim in Arkansas, and, of course, Catherine Bear, Music Bureau Chief. Thanks to everybody. Don is calling from New Jersey. Don, thanks for holding on. Appreciate your patience.
Hi, Mike.
Hey, Don.
We must be about the same age. I really enjoy your soundtracks coming in and out of your commercials.
Uh-huh.
I called because I'm just so frustrated and thoroughly unhappy in this scheduled lying session tomorrow night. I just want people to know that the number of war casualties, the number of dead in Iraq, is somewhere along the lines of 7,500 men and women.
You know, I've gone to that website. What is it? What is it? What's the website? TBR.com?
Yes, and I'm looking at one now called Iraq Coalition Casualty Count.
Okay. I question that number, but not to the point where I'm going to dispute it or argue with it. I realize that number is out there, and it's five times greater than the number being reported by the Defense Department.
Yeah.
But anyway, go ahead. Yeah.
Well, I can't demonstrate that it's true. I just know that it's true. I do remember before the war. I remember a report that they were going to redefine what a combat casualty death was. And if the person died on the field of battle, they would be counted. And if they got off the battlefield, if they got to an aid station, if they died en route to Ramstein Air Base, They were not going to count them. And they had only one reason for that, and it's because they remember Vietnam. They remember right. that numbers game. And they remember that they knew they did not want to be reporting to us the accurate number of people who died in this.
Well, now that you mention, I seem to remember exactly what you're talking about, that the rules were going to be entirely changed. So that larger number may be right. I at this point, who the hell knows, Don?
Yeah, I don't know how to get to an accurate larger number. You know, if only every family who suffered a death would somehow report it to a website, but I don't know how to do those things. And I'm just so angry I could cry.
I know. I hear you.
But thank you. Hey, what is one of your taglines? Go to bed screaming or something? And that's how I feel. It's difficult to listen to you just before going to bed.
I know. No, Kathy came up with that. You know, Kathy writes a lot of the promos for the program, and she came up with that one. End your day screaming.
That's it.
With the Mike Malloy show. I when she said she was going to do that one, I said, oh, Jesus. But I stay away from her creativity. I don't want to get injured. You know
what I'm saying? she's right on with it, and that's how I feel. Is that her voice on that promo?
Yes.
She's got a great voice.
Yes, she does. Yes, she does. Yeah. Don, thanks for checking in.
I love you, Mike.
All right. Take care, sir. Take care. Appreciate it. Doug is calling from Memphis, Tennessee. Doug, welcome to the program. We only have a minute.
Hey, this is Doug. I haven't talked to you in a long time. God bless you, Mike, for whatever it's worth. On this thing coming up in September, who do I contact? I want to make this one of the biggest carpoons known to man.
The website is it's the Peace and Justice. Now wait a second. Oh damn! What is the website, Kathy? Not peaceandjustice.org, but jeez. There's a link on my website. Go to my website, MikeMalloy.com, and I believe it'll be on the main page, and you'll see the link. I feel like a moron because it's not right.
No, it's fine. I'll find it. Another smokescreen, you know. They're talking about the Ten Commandments now, man. I don't know why they're messing around with refineries. My God, everything they do diametrically opposes any of that.
Uh-huh.
It's like I'm walking around watching a remake of the Body Snatchers, man. I can't find out what they do with the pods, you know.
I hear you. Hey, listen, here's the website, unitedforpeace.org.
Okay, thanks, Mike. Great show tonight, bud.
All right, thanks a lot for checking in. All right, I appreciate it. You take care. I don't think we have time to take another call. I just hate to put somebody on and then have to immediately take them off. UnitedForPeace.org. It is the website you can go to. www.UnitedForPeace and spell it all out. United, F-O-R, Peace. If you put the numeral 4 in there, you're going to get something different. UnitedForPeace.org. And that is the United for Peace and Justice website. In the event, it's a 3-day event, September 24th, 5th, and 6th, coming up. I believe the middle day is a Sunday, and that's the day of the march. So mark it on your calendar. You got plenty of advance notice here, September 24th, 5th, and 6th. There has to be millions of people show up for this. And if you can't make it to D.C., there will be marches in San Francisco, I'm sure in Austin, and probably Detroit. Not here in Atlanta. All right? Thanks for participating in the program tonight. I'll see you tomorrow night. Take care. Watch your back, okay? I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America.
Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
This is a Mother Jones Minute. Shelley Hendrickson was sent to prison for shooting the husband who almost killed her, and she's not the only one. As Mother Jones Magazine reports in its new issue, women nationwide are doing time for defending themselves and their children from violent abusers. More broadly, domestic violence kills thousands of women yearly. Up to 4 million women are abused each year. This summer or fall, Congress will have the chance to do something about domestic violence. It will decide whether to renew the Violence Against Women Act, which provides money for shelters and programs combating domestic violence. Since the law was adopted in 1994, prosecution of abusers has increased, but those gains are at risk. Congress may decide to cut the program, or worse, not renew it. Congress needs to use its muscle and stand up to perpetrators of domestic violence. For the full report, visit MotherJones.com. This has been a Mother Jones Minute.
But, Dad...
Tyler, we've been over this 3 times. There'll be no adults at Ed's house Friday night. No party for you.
But the whole class is invited.
Making sure an adult's there isn't easy. But if you don't, your kid's more likely to do drugs.
You were so stubborn.
Well, now you know where you got it from.
Do it. It'll always be worth it. Parents, the anti-drug. To learn more, call 1-800-788-2800 or visit theantidrug.com. Sponsored by the ONDCP and the Partnership for Drug-Free America.
Our national parks have always been there for us, standing as silent reminders of who we are and what it means to be an American. They're full of